This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Neglected Redheaded Trophy Wife by Jacob Merriweather. Chapter 01. God damn it, Roger! Valerie yelled, hitting all the keys on her laptop as it froze for the fifth time that day. What is it, hun? Roger called back, nonplussed, walking into the room as he buttoned his dress shirt up, barely paying her any attention. The stupid laptop you bought me! It froze again. I wish you'd have just bought me an iPad! She moaned, but Roger merely shrugged. So I'll buy you an iPad. He replied flatly, grabbing his tie off of the dresser and wrapping it around his collar. Fucking Christ, Roger, I've already got all my favorite websites and logins and passwords on here. It'd take me forever to switch it over. She fussed, holding the power key down until the laptop's screen turned black. So take it to the store and get them to fix it. He told her, grabbing a pair of shoes and lacing them up. I don't want to take it to a store. She snapped. I just want it to work. Roger rubbed his eyes, taking a deep breath and staring at his beautiful wife for a moment. She was barely 24, and they'd been married for a little over 2 years. She had fiery red hair to match her fiery attitude, big green eyes and an incredibly curvy figure, thin waist, big ass, long milky legs, standing at 5'8". Her tits had been the size of peaches when they met, but Roger had quickly offered to pay for her implants as long as he got to pick the size, and she jumped on it, her triple D's bouncing in front of him as she huffed and puffed. And there Roger sat, almost twice her age, gray and balding, pudgy and disinterested. She was the perfect trophy wife, beautiful in every sense of the word. She looked like Jessica Rabbit or Joan from Mad Men. Then take it to the kid down the block, Paul or whatever. His parents told me he's going to school for computer science. He could probably fix it for you. Hell, I bet if you ask real nicely and shake those tits for him, he'll do it for free. She glared at him, but he just shrugged and grabbed his luggage. I'm sorry, Val, I just don't have time for this, he said, putting on his jacket. I've got a flight to catch. I'll be back in 2 weeks. He came up to her and bent down, and she kissed his lips slightly, still pouting as he walked out. Love you, he called. Love you too. She replied, tossing her laptop on the bed and lying back, sighing deeply. Paul Scott was sitting on his bed playing video games when he heard his mother calling him. Paul! She bellowed, and he groaned. Hold on! He yelled back, hoping she'd forget. Paul! She yelled again, this time louder and more insistent. Sorry guys, gotta go. He told his friends through his headset, and they all yelled at him for quitting halfway through a campaign. Can't help it, my mom's yelling at me! He replied. Fucking pussy! One of his friends laughed as he signed off, tossing the headset on his bed before standing up and walking out the door. Paul had just finished his senior year of high school and was now enjoying his first summer before starting college. He was smart, he made good grades all throughout high school, choosing to go to the local community college for his associates before venturing off to a four-year. He'd have a full ride, and it would cut down considerably any student loans if he stayed with his parents, who had a little saved up for his college tuition. It was practical, it was frugal, but it wasn't exactly as exciting as some of his classmates' plans. He could hear his mom talking to someone in the living room as he walked down the stairs, rolling his eyes at whatever company his mother thought worthy enough to interrupt his afternoon. But when he turned the corner, he found himself staring at Valerie Mansfield, the red-headed trophy wife from down the block, Valerie Mansfield, the woman he'd masturbated to the thought of countless times, in a short little tank top and yoga pants, sitting on their couch holding a large bag in her arms, looking over at him, almost angrily. Oh, hey, he said, crossing his arms. Paul, Valerie's laptop is acting up. Would you mind taking a look at it? His mother asked in that well-known voice most mothers have, the tone that lets you know their question isn't a question at all, but a command. Oh, yeah, sure. Paul offered, shrugging. What's wrong with it? Well, it keeps freezing, and it's gotten a lot slower. Valerie replied. Yeah, probably just adware and bugs. I'm sure it's nothing really. Paul smiled, walking up to her, her giant tits bouncing as she stood up and handed him the bag. Thank you, Paul, she said, and his heart skipped a bit as she said his name. Do you think it'll take very long? A couple hours, maybe? Paul shrugged. I could probably have it back to you by this evening. Great. I was getting ready to go to the gym. I'll be back in a couple hours. Feel free to drop by whenever it's done, she said, exchanging pleasantries with Paul's mother before walking out. Paul made sure to stick around long enough to see her ass in those yoga pants, and to be sure, he was not disappointed. That woman, his mother groaned, rolling her eyes once she was gone. I'm sorry, Paul. Ha, yeah, no worries, he laughed, picking up the bag and taking it upstairs. As he got to his room, he thought about everything he'd heard his mother and father saying about the Mansfields ever since they'd moved in. The women in the neighborhood considered her a trophy wife, a gold digger, and any time they'd invited her over, their judgments had only been solidified by her personality. She was haughty, quarrelsome, quick-tempered and brash, and it hadn't taken long before she stopped being invited out to their gatherings. Mr. Mansfield, on the other hand, was a show-off, a braggart who loved to remind people of his yearly income, his jet-setting lifestyle. It was well known that he spent most of the year traveling for his job, and that Valerie was his third wife. It took Paul all of an hour to clean up her hard drive, install an antivirus program and debug everything, but curiosity got the better of him and he quickly started going through her browser history. Her Facebook page was the usual, pictures of her with Mr. Mansfield in various exotic locations, all dressed up, her tits hanging out, and the monotonous list of statuses about going to the gym, pictures of a book and a glass of wine with a caption about how she prefers to spend her afternoons, but very little comments or likes. Upon digging a little deeper, Paul began to suspect Valerie Mansfield wasn't very popular with anyone. She didn't have that many friends, only 100 or two, which could be accounted for by her own choices, but her messages told a different story. There was a long list of conversations she had started, all saying hello, how are you, how have you been, etc., and most of them were completely ignored. The ones that had bothered responding were very short, curt, almost hostile, and they'd engage in small talk, but any time she'd asked to spend time together, to go out for lunch or drinks, she was perpetually turned down, or ignored altogether. She had a long list of favorite websites, but they were mostly for shopping, dresses and shoes, lingerie, furniture, paintings, you name it, and when Paul checked her email, it was a long list of order confirmations, and little more, besides spam. He kept going through her folders, cat videos, Pinterest, Etsy, until he came across one titled, Fingernail Art, and almost skipped over it, thinking nothing in the world could be less appealing, then out of curiosity went back and opened it up. His heart practically started thumping right out of his chest as soon as he saw it. It was the biggest list of porn videos he'd ever seen, with the raunchiest titles. Blonde slut gets gangbang, dumb whore slapped around, forced to sell her body, cock hungry slut covered in cum. And on and on and on, gangbangs, degradation, bondage, prostitution, even blackmail, spitting, gagging, rape, all things Paul had seen before, loved and jerked off to even, but never imagined a girl could enjoy. Jesus Christ. He whispered to himself, his breath short, shaking his head. What the fuck? And the list went on and on, it was almost endless. On a lot of the sites she even had her own screen name, and there were comments from her screen name on every video. I've come to this vid so many times it made my pussy sore. Wish a bunch of guys would use me like that. Look at him fuck her mouth, I'd love a cock that big shoved down my throat. And on and on and on. Paul groaned, shaking his head. He looked through the rest of her folders but that was it, a secret treasure trove of rough, fucked up porn, and nothing else. There has to be something else. He reasoned, looking through every last tab, every last website, but that was it. Then he went through her pictures, her folders, but he couldn't find anything. Her email was a dead end, her documents and pictures were all blanks. There was nothing else to be found. Paul was about to give up when he started looking through her browser history. It was mostly the shopping websites interspersed with her favorite porn sites. But about a month or two back, he found it. It was an email account on a separate website from her main email, and she'd logged out and the login was blank but all Paul had to do was press the arrow key down, and her email popped up, selecting it brought her password up too. It was all so easy a child could figure it out, and once he logged in, he struck gold. Paul spent the better part of an hour reading the longest email chain between Valerie and a man named Jason. By the time he'd finished, he felt like he really knew Valerie, really understood her struggles, her pains and heartaches and desires, and if her sad Facebook messages were depressing, nothing could prepare him for her and Jason's email exchange. This is what he learned: Valerie had grown up a rich, spoiled, neglected brat. Her mother was a socialite alcoholic who constantly berated her. Her father worked too much and was rarely around, dying from a heart attack when she was a teenager. She was raised by nannies and sent off to boarding school as soon as she was old enough, never getting much attention from either parent. So she lashed out, she acted up for their attention, but they would merely pass her off to the revolving door of nannies who would quit after a few months. She didn't get along with girls in her class, she got kicked out of school after school. Finally, shortly after her father's death, she entered college, had a few boyfriends, but none of them could stomach her very long. She tried to join a couple sororities but was turned down every time. Then, about a year after barely graduating and moving back in with her mother, she met Roger. He was still married to his second wife at the time, and they attended the same country club. They had an affair, and he was quickly divorced, marrying her not long after it was finalized. After they'd wed, they moved a couple towns over to get away from their scandalous reputation. Mr. Mansfield had no qualms with her not working, spending all her time relaxing at home or working out, in fact he preferred it, but he seldom gave her the attention she wanted. He was gone most of the year, he rarely spent much time with her, only taking her out when he could show her off to colleagues and co-workers. And he was patient, so patient, too patient. He never told her off for being a bitch, he never put her in her place or even acknowledged her anger, and that only angered her more. And apparently, to make matters worse, his cock was small and he barely ever wanted to fuck her. Paul read email after email of Jason trying to cheer her up but failing miserably. Eventually, she dropped it altogether, and they began flirting, sending pictures back and forth. Paul's eyes pretty much popped out of his head when he saw naked pictures of Valerie Mansfield, her gigantic tits, her luscious, voluptuous ass. Jason replied with a picture of his cock, and it looked to be about 6 or 7 inches, but she gushed over it, telling Jason it was so big that it looked perfect. Perfect? Paul thought, rubbing his head a little. Isn't that a little small? He went back to reading their emails, one in particular standing out. Yes, yes, I really love it rough. Honestly, I fantasize about finally being put in my place, being punished for being such a bitch, lol. I want a man that can tell me what to do, that can abuse me, punish me, degrade me, and fuck me until I can barely move. I know it's going to sound weird, but nobody's ever dominated me, and I just love to be taken control of, to be used, and covered in cum, forced even, gangbanged, pimped out and treated like garbage. Jason's response. Wow. They started meeting up, started fucking. Valerie pushed to be wilder and more experimental, and Jason said he would, but she was constantly begging him to be rougher. And then the end came. She apologized but said she couldn't do it anymore. If Roger found out, her life would be over. Jason was upset, but she got mad, told him it was just sex, called him a pussy, etc. She snapped, like she was wont to do, and he apologized, never replying again. Paul was sweating by the time he was done, and the sun was hanging low in the sky. He quickly grabbed his portable drive and downloaded their entire conversation onto it, then screenshot every video and the comments she made, before deleting any trace of his activities and logging off. Paul's knuckles were white, and he was short of breath when he knocked on Valerie Mansfield's door. Coming! He heard her yell, and he stood there, trying to keep himself calm. Now, it's not that Paul was a bad-looking guy. He was 6'1", skinny, he had black hair, he'd ran track all throughout high school, he'd just never really known how to approach a girl, and worse of all, unbeknownst to him, he'd missed some very obvious signals from some of the girls from his school, so here he was, a virgin still, and he was determined to get what he wanted. Oh, Paul, hello? Valerie smiled, a small little grin out of the corner of her mouth. She was wearing a bright blue dress with a big black belt, one shoulder showing off, her cleavage staring him in the face. Come in. Paul walked in, handing her the bag, and they sat down. Is it beyond repair? She asked, expecting the worst. Oh no, it was simple, just needed to be cleaned up. I installed an antivirus so it should be fine for some time. He told her, and she laughed. Yeah, yeah, until a couple months from now. She laughed. What do I owe you for your troubles? Oh ha, nothing, don't worry about it. Paul replied nervously, but she rolled her eyes. Don't be a little shit, Paul. What do you want? She snapped, sneering at him. Okay, well, it's been pretty hot out. I was thinking it would be nice to come by for a swim in that pool of yours. He told her, and she laughed. Sure, let yourself in through the gate anytime you want. She told him, standing up. Yeah, well, see. Paul shrugged, scratching his head. I was hoping you'd like to join me. Valerie's annoyed sneer turned into a surprised smile, looking him up and down, leaning forward, her hands on her knees, her tits in his face. Oh, so you'd like an afternoon with me in a bikini, is that it? She asked, seductively. Yes, that's exactly it. Paul replied flatly. Then it's yours. She laughed, standing up straight again before pointing towards the door. Now get out, I'll see you tomorrow, noon. Paul barely slept at all that night. He kept lying awake, holding the portable drive in his hand, spinning it around, looking at it intently, finally jerking himself off before he passed out. The next day he showed up at her front door at noon, knocking on the door and standing out in the sun for some time before it opened, and he saw her staring at him, almost disgusted, wearing a robe, her bright red hair done up in a bun. Come on. She groaned, closing the door behind him. Thanks. Paul said, walking through their house. You want a beer? She asked, then caught herself. Wait, you're not 21, are you? I'm 18. Paul replied, then took a deep breath. Yes, I'd like a beer, go get me one. Valerie's eyes went wide at his demand, and she looked him up and down, her eyes narrowing, before smiling. Yes, sir. She replied, sarcastically, walking off. When she joined him on the patio, she tossed him his beer, shaking it up enough to fizzle when he opened it, but not too bad. She had a cold glass of white wine herself, setting it down on the table next to her chair, then opening up her robe and setting it aside. Paul watched her beautiful body come into sight, standing a few feet away from her. Her giant tits were bursting out of her tiny little bikini, the bottom was a thong that left nothing to the imagination. She bent over to grab her sunglasses, sure to turn so he could see her big bubble, but while she picked it up, then turned back to him. Well, aren't you going to get in? She asked, almost laughing at his embarrassing attempt to cover his hard on with his towel. No, I've got a better idea. He told her, his heart thumping rapidly. What's that? She asked, putting her hands on her hips and staring at him, lips pursed. It was now or never. Take off your bikini, I want to see you naked. He told her. Her eyes widened and her nostrils flared, her lips parting and her chest swelling as she registered what he had just told her. Excuse me? She asked. Did I stutter? He replied, and her head snapped back, glaring at him. You little fuck. She snapped, shaking her head as she grabbed her robe, throwing it on in a flash. You should have just been glad I was going to let you see me in a bikini all afternoon, you little pervert. I'll be having a word with your mother about this, I'll dash. I don't think you'll be telling anyone about this. Paul told her, calmly, stepping forward, and her eyes widened again, this time with fear. That is, if you don't want everyone to find out about your little affair. You dash. She raged, glaring at him. Yeah, me, I read everything, you and Jason, all your comments on those raunchy videos, everything, and I downloaded it all, so if you don't want Mr. Mansfield to find out, I'd suggest you take that robe off, right fucking now. He told her, and she huffed, and she puffed, looking around, trying to decide her next move. You wouldn't. She growled, and Paul stood still. He was terrified, worried she'd call his bluff, worried she'd go straight to his mother. I absolutely would. Paul told her. She sighed, shaking her head, her lips moving as she whispered something to herself. Then she grabbed her glass of wine and downed it all in one gulp. Fine. She groaned, letting her robe open and fall to the ground. Keep going. Paul demanded, and she reached behind her back, pulling on the bikini string until it loosened, letting it flutter to the ground as well. Paul gulped as he stared at her tits in person. They were huge, beautiful, bigger than the pictures, firm and pointing straight at him. Fuck. Paul whispered to himself, setting his towel aside and grabbing his beer, chugging it. Valerie's eyes narrowed as she stared at his crotch, her head cocked, a perplexed look on her face. What is that? She asked, nodding towards his shorts. What? My dick? Paul asked, setting the beer down. That's not your fucking dick. What's in your pants? She snapped, and Paul shrugged. Yeah, that's my cock, he replied, but she crossed her arms. The fuck, that's your dick? She yelled, but Paul shook his head. Move your arms, you're not allowed to cover your tits. He told her, and her jaw dropped. I'm not allowed, dash, no. Paul cut her off. You're not allowed. Now shut the fuck up and get on your knees. It looked like Valerie had been punched in the gut by the way she was staring at him, her anger vanishing, her breath quick and loud, a worried look on her face. But dash! She stammered, and Paul took a step forward, grabbing her hair and pushing her to the ground, and she whimpered, helplessly following his directions quicker than he'd expected. Good, now you're going to suck me off like the filthy little slut we both know you are. He told her, and her jaw dropped, staring at him, angrily again. I'm not dash! She started, but he reached back and slapped her, silencing her. She looked at the ground, her breath even more rapid than before, whimpering a little as she rubbed her cheek. Yes, sir. She whispered. Paul's cock was throbbing. It was so hard it ached, itching to be freed from his swimsuit. He untied the string and let his shorts drop to the ground, his cock bouncing out of his pants in front of Valerie's face, but she kept looking down. Open your mouth, it's time for you to suck me off. Paul told her, and she looked up at him. Every last bit of anger and fear disappeared from her face as her eyes lifted up enough to see his cock shaking in front of her. She was confused, then worried, then everything was gone and in her eyes, only lust and shock remained. What? What the fuck? She asked, reaching forward and grabbing his dick. It was bigger than anything she'd ever seen before, 12 inches easy, maybe 13 or 14, and wide, girthy. It was monstrous, and she shook her head. No, what? She stammered, and Paul groaned, rolling his eyes. This can't be that confusing. He moaned as she gently tugged his cock back and forth. How did you, how can you dash? Valerie stammered, shaking her head. How is your cock so big? What? Paul asked, a little shocked. Your dick. It's huge. She practically yelled, kissing the tip, moaning as she licked his shaft, tracing her lips along it, breathing deeply, erotically. I mean, I'm not that big, he replied, but she shook his head. Oh no, you're huge. Haven't you ever watched porn before? She asked, and Paul kind of shrugged. Well, I figured I was just a little bigger than average, but dash, you fucking idiot. Valerie snapped. Guys in porn aren't average, they're big, and you're bigger than they are. Paul reached back and slapped her again, and she fell to her side, onto her hands and knees, panting like an animal, nodding her head. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, sir. She whimpered, staring at the ground. I'm sorry. I'll behave. Good, now open up your little whore mouth and suck me off. Paul demanded, and Valerie nodded eagerly, sitting back up, her hands squeezing her nipples as she stared at his cock. She let go of one nipple and grabbed him again, gently stroking him as she kissed the tip of his cock, licking and teasing him. Open wide. Paul demanded. I want to see you shove my cock all the way down your throat. I can't deep throat that. She snapped. And when Paul reached back to slap her again, she winced, throwing her hands up. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. She apologized quickly, and his hand dropped to his side. It's just so big. I'm sorry. I'll try my best, I promise. Paul stepped forward, smiling as she opened her mouth, grabbing his dick and forcing it inside her mouth. She got almost halfway before she gagged, pulling her head back as drool dribbled out of her mouth and down her chin. Fuck. She groaned, shaking her head, then went in again, shoving her head down on his cock forcefully. Getting a little farther, then gagging hard, retching and drooling, a torrent of spit dripping down her chin, over her big tits, coating her body. Oh God! She groaned, the spit cascading down her curves, dripping down to her pussy, then pooling on the floor. What the fuck is this? Paul asked, wiping her spit off of her chest and rubbing it in her face, and she gasped, moaning as he smeared her makeup all over her face. I'm sorry! I'm sorry, sir! She whimpered. I have overactive salivary glands, I can't help it! I'm literally drooling over your cock! Then she shoved his dick down her throat again. and Paul groaned, shaking his head as she bobbed back and forth, her tits bouncing, tears flowing down her cheeks, smearing her makeup even more, the spit gushing down her body as she eagerly and lustfully sucked him off. Fuck! She grunted, pulling his cock out of her throat and eagerly stroking him off as she caught her breath. Please, it's too big. Please just fuck my pussy, sir. No. Paul told her flatly, grabbing her hair and shoving his cock in her mouth again, face-fucking her as she gagged, reaching down and pinching her nipples, fucking her throat as she wiggled and squirmed. Oh God! She gasped when he finally pulled his cock out, kneeling down, his face in front of hers. You like that, don't you? He asked, squeezing her nipple, and she squealed, nodding up and down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She replied, the tip of his cock poking at her cheek. You like being a little slut for me, don't you? He asked, reaching back and slapping her tit, then the other. Oh. Oh yes. Oh yes. I love being a slut for you. I'll be such a good slut. Good girl. Paul smiled, kissing her lips, and she closed her eyes, groaning as she grabbed his face, kissing back voraciously, slipping her tongue in his mouth, smearing her spit on his face before he pushed her off of him. Get back on my cock! He told her, and she nodded, and as he stood up she lunged for his dick, grabbing it and stroking him off with one hand, gently grasping at his balls with the other. Paul Dash! She started, then shook her head. Sir! Sir? May I touch myself? She begged, and Paul nodded. Thank you, sir. She groaned, pulling apart her bikini strings and tugging it off of her, her shaved little pussy coming into view as she rubbed her hand along her body, collecting her spit as lubrication, then shoving two fingers inside her wet snatch, rubbing herself feverishly as she slurped and sucked on his cock. Valerie's blowjob was the best thing Paul had ever experienced in his life. Watching her submissively sucking him off, her tits bouncing back and forth, her ass sticking out and her back arched, her tender fingers, long, painted fingernails gripping his cock gently, her eyes practically rolling back in her head as she hummed, gagging and choking, globs of spit exploding from her mouth and pooling on the concrete. Paul watched her, her body heaving back and forth, finally groaning, climaxing as she sucked him off, whimpering and groaning as she came, his cock popping out of her mouth as she looked up at him, panting, begging. Please! Please, sir! Stick that cock in my wet little pussy! She begged, but he shook his head. No! He told her, grabbing her head and shoving his dick back inside her mouth, skull fucking her voraciously until he felt himself climaxing as well. Oh fuck! He groaned, and she pulled his cock out, choking and sputtering, then opened her mouth, eagerly awaiting his cum. Fuck! Paul moaned, his cock exploding with jizz, shooting into her mouth, filling her up, and she swallowed, opening back up, his cum shooting all over her face before filling her mouth once again. He kept coming and coming, torrents of jizz unloading on her face, dribbling down her body, coating her in his warm, sticky goo, before finally collapsing back into one of the patio chairs. Jesus! He groaned, watching her as she swallowed again, then began gathering the rest of his cum from her face into her mouth, sucking and licking it off her fingers before finally opening her eyes, sticky still, barely able to part. Oh wow! She moaned, stretching out on the warm concrete, lying on her stomach as she caught her breath. They sat there for some time, Paul watching Valerie rest like a large cat, her naked, milky skin in the shade of the awning, her voluptuous curves, relaxing luxuriously, before she looked up at him. Well, that was fun. She giggled, smiling at him. Yeah, it was. He sighed, smiling back. It's too bad you didn't fuck me. She teased, sitting up. You would have loved fucking my tight little pussy. Now where's the flash drive? She reached forwards, grabbing his bathing suit and going through the pockets, but they were empty, and Paul laughed a little. I'm sorry, there must be some sort of misunderstanding here. He smiled, shaking his head as he snatched his shorts from her grip and began putting them on. What do you mean? I sucked you off, now give me the flash drive. She insisted, her fiery anger beginning to brim over, but Paul just smiled, kneeling down beside her, grabbing her hair and tugging her back up to her knees again. No, you don't get it, slut. He whispered, slapping her tits, and she whimpered, biting her lip as she stared at him, shocked. I'm not ever going to give you the flash drive. You belong to me now, and as long as you're a good little whore for me, your husband won't ever find out about your little affair. She stared at him, trembling, shaking her head. But I dash. She started, but he grabbed her throat. Shut up. He told her. Not another word of it. Now when does he get back into town? 2 weeks. Valerie whispered, her face turning red. Perfect. I'll be back tomorrow at 3. We're going out, so wear a dress, but no underwear, understand? Valerie looked away, embarrassed and afraid, and Paul slapped her again. Understand? He asked loudly, raising his voice. Yes. Yes, sir. I understand. She whimpered, and he let go of her hair, letting her fall back to the ground. Good girl. He laughed, grabbing his towel and shirt, slipping on his flip-flops. Now clean yourself up, you disgusting whore. She shivered at his words, groaning a little, but when she turned to him, he was already walking off, around to the side gate, and leaving her there. Valerie pulled herself up eventually, crawling into the reclined patio chair and quickly falling asleep in the shade. She dreamt of Paul, of his large cock, and when she woke up for a moment, she thought it might have been a dream. Then she sat up, looking down at her naked body, her tits still sticky from spit and cum, her jaw and throat sore, her pussy wet, her bikini bunched up on the ground. No, it hadn't been a dream. She slowly stood up, walking inside and grabbing another glass of wine before making her way into her bedroom and drawing a warm bubble back, slipping into it and scrubbing her body clean. Paul stood at the front door of Valerie's house the next day, grabbing the handle and turning, but it was locked, so he knocked loudly instead. When she opened the door, she was wearing yoga pants and an oversized hoodie, her arms crossed, barely opening at all, but Paul pushed through and walked inside.
"Hey, wait, look, Dash,"
she protested, but he grabbed the door and slammed it behind him.
"I told you we were going out,"
he grunted, grabbing her arm and pulling her with him inside, towards the living room.
"Yeah, I know, but listen, Paul, we need to talk, Dash,"
she stammered as he dragged her along, then he grabbed her and pushed her onto the couch.
"Nothing to talk about. Now I gave you directions and you didn't follow them, so you're going to be punished."
He sat down next to her and grabbed her hair, forcing her body over his knees, and she squirmed.
"No, listen, Paul Dash."
She wiggled, but he was surprisingly strong, holding her face down by the back of her neck as he grabbed the rim of her yoga pants and forced them down, all the way to her knees.
"Paul! Paul! Stop!"
she screamed, and he let go, allowing her to sit up.
"Look,"
she said, catching her breath.
"I can't do this. I broke things off with my Jason because I just can't. Roger's my husband, Dash, and you're his third wife, so what? I'm guessing he had you sign a pretty ironclad prenup?"
Paul asked, leaning back, watching her face flush.
"Well, I mean, it's not just that, I Dash."
She sighed, looking away.
"You don't get it, do you?"
Paul asked, and she glared at him, her temper rising.
"Get what? That you're a sick little Dash."
Slap. The slap echoed throughout her large house, and Valerie's jaw dropped. She stared at him, huffing and puffing, whimpering a little.
"You don't get a say in the matter, Valerie. Your body belongs to me now, and I'm going to do whatever I want to you, whenever I want. Now take off that stupid fucking hoodie and bend over my knees. You need to be punished, don't you?"
Slowly, almost imperceptibly, Valerie nodded, then grabbed the hoodie and lifted it over her head, her tits bouncing in her tiny white t-shirt as she tossed it aside, and then bent over Paul's lap.
"Good girl,"
Paul moaned, pulling her pants down around her knees and rubbing her big ass. Then he reached back and spanked her, hard.
"Oh."
She bounced, and he spanked her again, this time the other cheek.
"Oh."
She whimpered again.
"What are you?"
Paul asked, grabbing her ass, her wet little pussy dripping with juices.
"What?"
she huffed, unable to concentrate.
"You're a worthless, disgusting whore,"
Paul told her, spanking her again, and she nodded.
"Yes. Yes, sir. I'm a worthless whore,"
she gasped, and he spanked her again.
"Again,"
he demanded.
"I'm a worthless, disgusting whore."
"Again." Then he spanked her.
"I'm a worthless, disgusting whore."
"Again." Then he spanked her harder.
"I'm a worthless, disgusting whore."
"Again," he yelled, then he started spanking her again and again, so hard and fast she screamed, whimpering and squirming against his touch, but he held her down.
"I'm a worthless, disgusting whore. I'm your filthy whore. I belong to you. I'm your whore. I'll be a good whore for you, sir. I promise,"
she shrieked as he spanked her again and again. Finally, the spanking ceased, and Paul rubbed Valerie's ass while she quivered, sobbing quietly.
"I told you to wear a dress for me, with no panties,"
Paul began, but Valerie sat up, nodding.
"Yes, sir, I'll go put one on right now."
She jumped, standing up and rubbing her ass as she hopped off. Paul leaned back, relaxing on the couch as he waited, and it wasn't long before Valerie came back wearing a cute little white dress with a frilled-out skirt and a bright blue bow on the back.
"Are you wearing panties?"
Paul asked, looking her up and down.
"No, sir,"
Valerie replied, shaking her head, then she lifted the dress up, exposing her bare little pussy.
"Good girl,"
Paul said, standing up and approaching her, grabbing her neck and rubbing it. She leaned into his touch, looking down, approaching him and pressing her body against his, her arms slowly wrapping around him.
Thank you, sir,"
she whispered, finally resting her head against his chest.
"You're welcome,"
Paul replied, then he grabbed her hair, lifted her face, her breath becoming short and quick as he leaned in and kissed her tenderly.
"Now go get your purse and car keys, we're going shopping,"
he told her, pushing her away, and she squealed a little, catching herself, then nodded. Once she'd returned, they walked through the house and into the garage, and Paul held out his hand.
"Wait, you don't expect to drive my car, do you?"
she snapped, and Paul grabbed her hair and bent her over the hood of her little red sports car, lifting her skirt and grabbing her ass, shaking it in his grip.
"How many times am I going to punish you before you learn not to talk out of turn?"
he yelled at her, pulling off his belt.
"No! I'm sorry! Please!"
she begged, wincing, but Paul ignored her, taking his belt in his hand and lashing her ass over and over again.
"Oh God! I'm sorry, sir! I'll be better! I'll be better, I promise, sir!"
she shrieked in between lashings, her already bruised ass turning bright red before Paul stopped.
"Give me the keys,"
he told her, and she nodded, tears streaming down her cheeks as she handed off the keys.
"Good girl, now get in the passenger side."
"Yes, sir,"
she whispered, following her instructions. Paul got in and sighed. He'd always seen her driving through the neighborhood and dreamed of driving her car. It was new, fast, expensive, and she drove like a madman. How he'd longed to have a car that nice. Paul looked over and saw Valerie wincing as she attempted to buckle her seatbelt, leaning from side to side, sore from her punishment.
"Don't bother,"
he said, grabbing her hand before she could secure the latch.
Then he watched her eyes widen as he unzipped his pants and pulled out his cock. But dash. She began, biting her lips, but when Paul looked over, she turned away, looking down.
But what?
Paul asked, and she shook her head.
Nothing, sir.
She replied, leaning over the center console and grabbing his cock, opening her mouth and sucking him off as he put the car in reverse and they left the garage. Driving it was a dream, but having Valerie Mansfield next to him, happily sucking him off, humming as she slurped and sucked on his hard dick, was heaven. Paul wondered to himself how far he could take it, how long she would last, what all she would let him do, but his thoughts were interrupted when she pulled his dick out of her mouth and looked up at him.
What's wrong, pet?
Paul asked, lifting her dress and rubbing her bare ass, her smooth skin.
Where are we going, sir?
Valerie asked, rubbing her face against his arm, gasping as Paul squeezed her sore ass.
We're going to get some toys for you and me,
Paul replied.
Do you want me to pay for them, sir?
Valerie asked, and Paul nodded.
Well, can we stop by an ATM? Roger might be concerned if he sees a purchase from a sex shop.
Valerie had a point, and Paul knew it. But thinking about it, he had an even better idea.
Sure, which bank do you use?
He asked.
First City.
She told him, and he smiled. There was a branch about a mile away.
There's an ATM right dash. Get back on that cock.
Paul interrupted her, and she glared at him, then sighed, nodding as she bent back down, opening her mouth obediently, and shoving his dick down her throat once more. They drove for another moment, or two before Paul pulled up to the drive-thru. There was a few options, either an ATM at the end, a couple drive-thrus with pneumatic tubes, or a window where you could deal with someone directly. Paul, naturally, got in line for the window.
Get up, you're going to have to lean over me to make a deduction,
he told her, and she nodded, sitting up and grabbing her card as he stuffed his cock away. Finally, it was their turn, and Paul lowered the tinted window as they pulled up.
Hi, how may I help you?
The teller, a young man, asked, and Valerie blushed, leaning over across Paul's lap so she could be face to face with him.
Hi, I need to make a withdrawal,
she told him, handing off her card, but as she ran it, she could feel Paul's hand rubbing her legs, groping her flesh and finally reaching her pussy, rubbing and playing with her.
Oh,
she bounced.
What was that?
The teller asked, and she blushed.
Nothing,
she replied, smiling, but she couldn't ignore Paul's fingers, slowly pressing against her wet little hole, pushing inside of her slowly, her juices flowing, her body practically betraying her as it accepted him with ease.
Hello, ma'am?
The teller was practically waving at her, and she looked up at him, blushing.
What?
She asked, flustered.
I said put in your PIN number on the keypad.
He responded, slightly annoyed, and she nodded.
Thank you.
The man sighed.
How much then?
300. She said, lifting her ass and spreading her legs as Paul penetrated her, thrusting in and out, pressing against her ass, her juices dripping down her legs as she closed her eyes and tried to keep from moaning audibly.
Ma'am?
The teller called to her, and she stared up at him, her jaw dropped.
I'm sorry, what?
She asked, and he rolled his eyes.
Savings or checkings?
He repeated himself, and she smiled.
Oh, checkings.
She giggled, and the man turned away.
Please, sir.
She begged, whispering to Paul.
Please don't, I'm going to dash.
The teller returned and began counting her money right as the climax hit her. She bit her lip, trying her best to hide it, squealing quietly as she pushed her body back against Paul's touch.
There you go, is there anything I can help you with?
He asked, eyeing her suspiciously.
No.
Thank you. Valerie smiled, taking the cash and sitting back down as Paul drove off.
Oh my God.
She giggled, shaking her head.
Wow. Ha, did you like that?
Paul asked, and she nodded eagerly.
I've never felt so exposed.
Fuck. Paul drove along, heading to the sex shop down the road.
You know I've never seen you being so nice to anyone, and that teller was being pretty short with you,
he said, thinking out loud.
Well, yeah, but I have to be on my best behavior for you, don't I?
Sir? She blushed, grabbing his hand and wrapping both her hands around it.
Yes, you do.
Paul replied flatly as they pulled up into the parking lot.
Let's go,
he said, getting out of her car. They were the only ones inside, and Paul grabbed a basket, which didn't take long to fill, ropes, cuffs, a whip, a paddle, plugs, dildos, an anal hook, all the while Valerie followed him around, blushing, eyes widening at everything he pulled off the wall.
Sir?
She asked meekly.
Yes? Can we buy something for you to, play with me too? Not just punish?
She asked, blushing profusely, and Paul smiled.
What did you have in mind?
He asked, and her eyes lit up, walking over to the vibrator section, pulling out a large, expensive double-pronged vibrating dildo as well as a Hitachi wand.
For when I'm being good?
She asked, and Paul nodded, watching her smile grow as she tossed it in the basket.
Of course.
Paul told her, and together they walked up to the front of the store.
Looks like you two are gonna have a lot of fun.
The grimy older man at the counter smiled.
Just in the bedroom? Or is she your sub? Oh, she's mine, I own her.
Paul replied, and Valerie looked away, blushing and smiling.
Well, she's beautiful, you're a lucky guy.
The cashier smiled, looking Valerie up and down.
Thanks, would you like to see her body?
Paul asked, and Valerie's face shot up at him, glaring, worried and almost angry.
Sure.
The guy laughed, and Paul grabbed her arm, pushing her to the side of the counter.
Lift your dress up,
he told her, and she gulped, biting her lip, then nodded. Yes, sir. She whispered, lifting her dress up over her head, standing completely naked in front of the old man.
Wow, beautiful.
He admired, staring her up and down, and Paul took her dress from her and set it in the basket.
Stick out your ass, whore.
He told her, and she blushed profusely, meekly whimpering as she turned around, clutching to Paul as she stuck her ass up at the cashier, shaking it from side to side slowly. Paul reached behind her and grabbed her ass cheeks, spreading them so the cashier could get a better view of her tight little ass and her pussy, practically dripping wet.
Sheesh, kid.
The cashier laughed, stepping forward.
Mind if I touch her?
Valerie winced, her heart racing at the idea of this stranger groping her, or worse.
I do mind.
Paul replied flatly, then turned to Valerie.
Put your dress back on.
The cashier shrugged, sighing as he finished ringing up their order, and when the total popped up, Valerie stepped forward to pay for everything. They left with two large bags in hand and got in the car, and Valerie leaned over the console, rubbing Paul's bulge while he drove off.
Oh. Thank you for not letting him touch me, sir.
She smiled, nuzzling her face against his arm as her fingers slowly unzipped his pants.
You're welcome, but just so we're clear, I wasn't doing that out of kindness.
He told her as she pulled out his cock.
What?
She asked, licking the tip of his dick and stroking him off.
I'm not going to start pimping out your beautiful body until after I've fucked all your holes first.
He threatened, but before she could protest, he grabbed her hair and shoved his cock down her throat. Paul shook his head from side to side as Valerie bobbed her head up and down on his cock. Finally, he pulled into her garage and turning the car off, picking her head up by her hair and smearing her spit into her face.
You're going to go put on some sexy lingerie for me, and get dolled up as well. I want you looking your best when I fuck your pussy.
He told her, and she nodded.
Yes, sir.
She smiled, getting out of the car and walking inside. Paul sat down on the couch, waiting patiently, relaxing in the large, luxurious house as Valerie disappeared. When she came back, she looked absolutely stunning, long white lace stockings, a tiny thong with a bright blue frilly tutu and long straps of bright blue silk that wrapped up over her shoulders, binding her tits back and showing off her cleavage. Her lipstick was bright blue, as was her eyeliner, with little pink and black dots, making her look like a piece of candy.
Like this, sir?
She asked, smiling, and Paul stared at her, almost in shock.
Turn around, let me see your ass.
He told her, and she complied, sticking her ass up and shaking it slowly from side to side. It was already starting to bruise from her spanking earlier, and Paul groaned quietly.
Get all the toys out and set them on the table.
He told her, and she nodded, jumping forward and grabbing all of them, pulling them out from their boxes, humming and smiling. Finally, when they were all out, Paul stood up.
Pull those straps off.
He demanded, and Valerie pulled the silk straps, leaving her tits and back completely bare.
Give me your hands.
He demanded. And as she walked over, shaking her hips and holding out her hands, Paul could feel his cock getting harder. Using his experience in the Boy Scouts, he quickly roped them together, binding them tight, then he walked over to the stairwell.
Stand right there,
he said, pointing at the wall beside it, then he brought the rope up with him as he walked up the stairs, tying it tightly to one of the banisters, tethering her hands above her head.
WH, what are you going to do to me?
Valerie whimpered, and Paul smiled.
I'm going to show you what's going to happen if you ever decide to disobey me again.
Paul smiled, walking back down the stairs and grabbed the whip.
I won't. I won't, sir. Please. You don't have to punish me. I promise, I'll be a good little girl for you. I'll stay on my best behavior for you.
She squirmed.
I know you will.
Paul laughed, then he whipped her. Her back arched and her tits pressed against the wall, gasping for air as she squirmed, kicking and turning around a little.
No. Please. No more.
She begged, but Paul lashed her again.
Tell me you're a disgusting little whore.
Paul demanded, lashing her again, and she whimpered and cried.
Oh God. I'm a disgusting whore. I'm worthless.
Oh. She sobbed as he lashed her again and again.
Are you going to be a good little slut for me?
He asked, giving her a moment to recover as she whimpered, tears streaming down her cheeks, her makeup running.
Yes. Yes. I'll be the best little slut for you. I'll be your slut. All yours.
Then he whipped her again and again, and she cried.
I belong to you. I'm your whore. I'm your property. You own me.
She screamed, kicking and flinching, whimpering and sobbing, until finally Paul stopped.
Have you had enough?
Paul asked. And she nodded, looking down, her face pressed against the wall.
Turn around.
She whimpered, turning around to face him, and he walked forward, wrapping his arms around her, rubbing her back as she nuzzled her face against his chest, sobbing quietly.
I'll be such a good little girl for you. I promise, sir.
She whimpered meekly as Paul held her, then he stepped back. He started groping her tits and squeezing her nipples. She groaned, leaning forward, baring her tits for him, and he leaned in, kissing and biting them, groping them as she moaned. His hands slowly crept down her body, and when he came to her pussy, he found her dripping wet. Her juices running down her legs, her wet, sloppy little pussy making noises as he started rubbing her clit.
Are you ready for my cock?
He asked, and she nodded.
Please. I want your cock so bad.
She groaned, and Paul pulled his dick out, lifting up her leg and spitting on it to lube it up. She was surprisingly limber, her leg lifting up and over Paul's shoulder with ease as he pushed her panties aside.
Oh.
She moaned as he pressed the head of his dick against her pussy, having to push it against her hole gently, a couple tries, before he finally penetrated her.
Oh God, Paul, oh fuck.
She screamed as his cock slowly thrust inside her, barely making it halfway before she started screaming and shaking her head.
It's too big. You're too big. Oh God!
She groaned, but Paul grabbed her ass and pulled her all the way next to him, burying his cock in her pussy as she groaned, gasped, panting like an animal in heat, quivering against his touch.
Oh Paul!
She sobbed, then he pulled back, pumping into her slowly as she cried, her body giving up and hanging by her arms, her legs shaking.
Fuck!
She screamed, and the splash of her juices squirting on the floor was all Paul needed to hear to know she was coming.
Oh!
She squealed, sobbing and panting as Paul pulled out his dick.
What are you?
Paul asked as he stepped away, walking up the stairs and slowly untying the rope.
I'm a worthless whore.
Valerie whimpered, sniffling.
I'm your whore, Paul, I'm your property. I'll be so good for you, sir.
Paul smiled as he untied her, letting her slowly slump to the ground, curling up and laying in her own mess. Paul walked down and bent down next to her, untying her hands, and petting her as she composed herself, finally grabbing her hair and forcing her to sit up, pulling her along as she crawled over to the couch.
Stick your ass up.
He demanded as he pushed her face onto the couch cushions, and she did as she was told. Paul leaned down, pulling her thong off of her and bunching it up, pushing it into her mouth as she stared at him with a worried, lustful look on her eyes.
Your pussy belongs to me,
he told her, spanking her bruised ass, and she jumped a little, nodding as she watched him grab his hard cock and push it against her pussy.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
She groaned, staring at him as he pumped his cock inside of her, thrusting deeply, harder and harder, admiring the welts on her back while she groaned. Valerie pushed her ass back against Paul, bouncing forwards and backwards, and eventually Paul stopped, holding himself still while she took his entire cock inside her pussy, bouncing up and down, her wet little pussy eagerly taking his cock. She groaned, and then her pussy erupted with juice, spraying Paul in his crotch, her juices running down their legs as they fucked. Finally, Paul pulled out, standing up, and he grabbed the panties in her mouth.
Look at this mess!
He yelled, grabbing her hair and pulling her towards him, slapping her face, and she winced at his abuse, but didn't turn away, almost relishing her punishment.
I know! I know, sir! I'm a messy whore!
She groaned, and as soon as Paul let go of her, she lunged at his legs, licking them up, sucking and slurping up her juices, then grabbing his cock and lifting it, sucking his balls clean, then cleaning his cock as well. She groaned, crawling behind him, holding his cock in her hand as she pressed her face against his ass, licking his cheeks and ass clean as well.
Fuck!
Paul groaned, shaking his head.
Let me clean you! Let me lick you clean with my whore mouth!
She groaned, going back in, her tongue eagerly licking and sucking her juices from his body.
Well.
Paul laughed, finally turning around and grabbing her hair, shoving his dick down her throat, face-fucking her, her tits bouncing back and forth as she gagged and drooled all over the floor. Finally, Paul pulled out, keeping himself from coming, and pointed on the couch.
Sit down and spread your legs,
he demanded, and she nodded, slowly and agonizingly climbing to the couch as Paul grabbed her legs, forcing them apart, pushing her ass and pussy out, and she grabbed them, holding herself still, her holes presented to him like a present. Paul knelt down and rubbed her clit, and she moaned, shaking her head.
Oh, sir!
She squealed, then Paul leaned forward and started kissing her pussy, licking her clit slowly as she groaned.
Oh God! You're so good to me, sir! You're so good to me!
She groaned, shaking her head from side to side as her chest heaved, her back arching.
I don't deserve it! I'm a filthy whore! I'm your filthy whore!
Paul started fingering her pussy, two fingers, then he forced his thumb up her ass, and she groaned as he finger-fucked both of her holes, licking her clit voraciously before she finally screamed again, her pussy erupting with juices in his face, spraying down his chest as she squirmed and squealed.
Oh fuck! Thank you, sir! Thank you, sir!
She screamed breathlessly, and Paul stood up, grabbing his dick and forcing it inside her pussy while she was still coming.
Oh God!
She groaned, taking his cock again and again, bouncing and huffing and groaning gibberish, her eyes rolling into the back of her head as he impaled her with his cock, stretching her wide and fucking her relentlessly.
Please, sir, no more!
She screamed before coming again, her juices now a trickle as she grunted, sobbing and crying, and Paul pulled out.
Have you had enough?
Paul asked, sitting down beside her, and she nodded.
It's too big for now, sir.
She huffed, pulling her body over to his, her head lying in his lap.
I can't, right now I can't, I'm sorry, sir.
He smiled, petting her, and she grabbed his dick, stroking him while he reclined, pulling herself up enough to push his cock into her mouth, and he grabbed her hair, lifting her head up and down on his cock as she choked and gagged, drool dripping down his cock and balls and onto the couch, until finally, Paul couldn't hold it back any longer. When he felt himself coming, he forced his cock all the way down her throat, enjoying the feeling of her bucking and squirming and choking as he shot load after load of cum down her throat, finally letting her go once he was finished. She immediately leaned over the couch and retched, a giant glob of his cum spilling onto the floor, then she looked up at him.
I'm sorry! I'm sorry, sir!
She whimpered, shaking her head.
Don't ever waste my fucking cum!
Paul yelled at her, slapping her, and she winced, jumping off the couch and onto her hands and knees, leaning down and licking the giant puddle of cum off the hardwood floors, staring up at him as she sucked and slurped until it was all gone.
Is that better, sir?
She asked, and Paul smiled, petting her face as she leaned in, nuzzling against him and purring until they both fell fast asleep. When Paul woke up, it was getting dark out, and he sat up. The lights were on, but Valerie was gone. His clothes were folded and ironed, for whatever reason, sitting in front of him on the table. All the toys were gone, and in their place was a large glass of ice water. Paul sat up, grabbing the water and chugging, when he heard Valerie walking into the room wearing nothing but a little black apron that could barely hold her tits in, her ass bare, holding a tray of carved up peach slices, bananas, and cantaloupe.
"Oh, you're awake!"
she gushed, setting the tray down and dropping to her knees, grabbing Paul's pants and slowly dressing him, then handing him his shirt.
"I can dress myself."
Paul laughed, and she nodded, blushing.
"Well, yes, of course you can, sir, but I can help."
She smiled, and once he was dressed, she crawled to him, resting her head in his lap.
"Dinner's almost ready,"
she whispered, grabbing some fruit and feeding it to him, smiling as he ate.
"You can cook?"
Paul asked, and she stood up straight, her nostrils flaring, eyes wide with anger, before she caught herself, taking a deep breath and staring down at the floor.
"Yes, sir, I'm a great cook,"
she told him, almost a whisper, and Paul reached forward, petting her face, and she looked up with big, sad eyes.
"I can't wait to try your cooking then."
Paul smiled, and her grin stretched from ear to ear. He leaned back and she climbed on top of the couch, grabbing the tray and laying against him as she fed him piece after piece of fruit, finally setting it aside.
"Don't ruin your appetite,"
she giggled, jumping up. Paul smiled, watching her ass as she bounced off. He heard her in the kitchen, pots and pans clanging, then watched her walking back and forth from the kitchen to the large dining room table, setting one place, opening a bottle of white wine and pouring him a glass, putting down the silverware and a napkin, a glass of ice water, and then finally a large bowl of red-looking soup, with a biscuit on a side plate.
"What is it?"
Paul asked, walking up to the table.
"Etouffe, it's a Cajun dish."
She smiled, dropping to her knees as he took his place at the table.
"You're not going to join me?"
he asked, and she shook her head.
"I can eat later,"
she smiled.
"Please eat, tell me what you think."
Paul sat down, and she stared up at him as he took a bite.
"Oh, wow,"
he moaned, shaking his head. It was incredible, flavorful and delicious, with rice and chunks of tomatoes, sausage, crawfish.
"Wow. Jesus, Valerie, you are a good cook,"
he laughed.
"I'm glad my sir likes my cooking."
She blushed, looking away, and Paul turned back to his meal.
"You're amazing,"
he laughed, grabbing the wine and drinking, which was a little sweet and full-bodied, but the perfect accompaniment for the dish.
Would you like me to suck you off while you eat?"
Valerie asked, slowly crawling underneath the table, and Paul groaned.
Yes, I think I would."
He smiled, pulling out his cock, and enjoying the feeling of her grabbing his dick and sucking on it unseen, slurping and gagging away under the table as he finished his dinner.
"Fuck,"
he groaned, leaning back as he finished eating, feeling her deep throat his cock until it exploded with cum, and he felt her stroking him off as her lips wrapped around the head of his dick, sucking and swallowing every last drop.
"Did you like that, sir?"
she asked, and Paul pushed back his chair, looking down at her, naked, her apron torn off as she rubbed and squeezed her tits.
"Yes, that was perfect,"
he said, standing up. He walked off to the bathroom to clean up, and when he returned, Valerie was waiting for him on her knees, smiling at him.
"Sir Dash,"
she whimpered, biting her lip and turning away.
"Yes?"
he asked, and she looked up at him, her eyes watering.
"I'm so sorry about earlier, about today. I won't ever act like that around you again, I promise, sir. I'm yours now, I belong to you,"
she swore, and Paul smiled.
"What about your husband?"
he asked, and she smiled.
"What Roger doesn't know won't hurt him,"
she giggled, crawling towards him.
Will you spend the night with me?"
Paul sighed, realizing his parents would need an excuse if he were to spend the night out, and he'd already made plans to meet up with a couple friends.
"Not tonight, pet, but tomorrow night I will, understand?"
he asked, and though looking a little dejected, Valerie smiled and nodded.
"Yes, sir,"
she bounced.
"I've got to go, but I'll be back tomorrow at noon, got it? I want you to leave your door unlocked and be ready for me, okay?"
"Yes.
Sounds perfect. Thank you, sir."
She smiled, and Paul walked up to her, kneeling down and kissing her. She wrapped her arms around him, shoving her tongue inside his mouth, clinging to him and kissing him voraciously before he pried her off, pushing her down to the floor as she looked up at him with big, doe eyes, watching him walk out the door.
Chapter 02.
After Paul got home, he took a shower then headed over to his friend's place where they played Risk, drinking cheap beer and smoking weed and lasting until the wee hours of the morning, before he finally lost, coming in a close second place. By the time he got home, it was late, and he passed out, forgetting to set his alarm. The next morning, he woke up slowly, getting dressed and hopping in the shower before he even bothered to check his phone, and by that time it was already 12:30.
"Fuck,"
he groaned, rushing to put on his pants before heading out the door, looking around to make sure no one was around as he walked over to Valerie's. He almost knocked, then remembered his orders, opening the door and letting himself in, finding Valerie waiting for him a few feet inside the door, naked, on her knees, her giant, luscious tits bare, an emerald green collar around her neck and a leash in her hand.
"I was starting to worry,"
she whimpered, looking down at the ground.
"I'm sorry about that, pet."
Paul smiled, walking up to her and rubbing her face, and she nuzzled against his hand, closing her eyes.
"I miss you,"
she moaned.
"And what's this?"
Paul asked, taking the leash from her and pulling her face up to look at him. Oh, well, she stammered, her face blushing. I went out and bought it because, well, I'm your pet now. Paul watched her blushing and fumbling over her words, smiling as she did her best to avoid his eye contact. I am your pet, right? She asked, and Paul couldn't believe what he was hearing. Yes, you're my pet, he told her, and she slowly leaned forward, latching onto his legs, rubbing her face against his thighs. I own you now, you belong to me.
Oh,
she gushed, shaking her head.
Oh, Paul.
Sir.
Yes, pet?
He asked, and she stared up at him. Can I be your kitten? Will you call me kitten? She begged, looking away, blushing.
Yes, kitten, of course,
he told her, reaching down and petting her.
Oh.
Thank you, sir. She bounced, rubbing against his touch. Have you eaten? Are you hungry?
Well, no, but I suppose I could use some coffee.
He shrugged, and she bounced up.
Okay.
She smiled. May I make you some?
Yes, kitten,
he told her, and she groaned, standing up. Wait for me outside? She asked, unclipping the leash and handing it to him. I'll only be a few minutes, but it's a beautiful day.
Sounds good.
He smiled as he pocketed the leash, walking outside and sitting down at the patio table, leaning back and checking his phone as he waited. It took a little longer than he'd expected, but when she came out she was holding a tray with two cups of coffee, black, a small bowl with sugar and tiny spoons, and a little cup with cream in it, as well as a plate of small brown dowie balls that smelled delicious.
I know you said you weren't hungry.
She smiled, setting the tray down before him.
But I made you beignets, I hope you like them. What are they?
Paul asked, picking one up, but it was still a little too hot, and he set it back down.
They're donuts, basically.
Valerie giggled.
How do you like your coffee?
Cream, one sugar, he told her, and she began making him a cup.
May I please sit in your lap?
She asked, and Paul sat up, patting his knee.
Of course, kitten,
he told her, and she gently took her place on him, nuzzling up to him. Her tits were right there in his face, and he could feel his cock getting harder by the second. He leaned forward, groping and kissing them, biting and sucking on her nipples.
Oh, thank you, sir,
she groaned, wrapping her arms around his neck, her long fingernails digging into his skin as she squirmed and giggled.
Sir, sir,
she moaned as he bit her.
Please, let me feed you.
I'm enjoying my breakfast already, he told her, and she laughed, pulling his hair and groaning, before he finally let go.
Okay, they do smell delicious.
He smiled, reaching for one, but she grabbed his hand and wrapped both her hands around it before he could grab one.
Please, sir, let me feed you,
she begged, smiling as she pushed his hand to her breast.
Okay, kitten.
Paul smiled, pinching her nipple before working his hand down her body.
But you're going to have to spread your legs for me so I can play with your naughty little pussy. Yes, sir,
she giggled, opening her legs up, shivering a little as Paul groped her legs, reaching over and grabbing a beignet. She groaned, holding it up to his lips, and he bit into it, savoring its sweetness. It was soft and fluffy, slightly crispy on the outside, covered in cinnamon and sugar.
Fuck, that's good,
he told her, chewing and swallowing, and she smiled, rubbing his back.
Oh, I'm so glad you like them,
she gushed, holding the rest of the donut up to his lips and feeding it to him.
Oh god, they're delicious,
he told her, and she moaned as he forced two fingers in her pussy, burying her face against his neck and kissing him while he played with her.
Would you like another?
She asked, sitting up and grabbing one.
Yes, kitten,
he whispered, and she fed it to him, smiling and rubbing the crumbs and sugar from his lips before kissing him tenderly.
Is that enough? Or one more?
She asked sweetly, and Paul pulled his two fingers out, dripping wet with her juices.
That's enough for now, Dash,
he started, but she grabbed his hand, bringing it up to her lips, licking his fingers clean.
Please, sir, let me lick my filthy whore juices off of you,
she moaned, sucking and slurping at his fingers.
Oh, fuck,
Paul groaned, smiling as he watched her sucking her juices off of him.
Thank you, sir,
she whispered, grabbing his coffee and handing it to him, then grabbing her own, drinking it black. Paul relaxed, and she leaned against him, enjoying the morning together, drinking their coffee as they rubbed and kissed each other.
You're the best company, Paul,
Valerie whispered, then she spied his mug, almost empty.
Oh, would you like another cup of coffee?
Yes, kitten, I would.
Paul smiled, and she grabbed the tray, standing up, but when she stood up, she accidentally knocked her mug over, coffee spilling all over the table.
Oh god! Oh sir! I'm so sorry!
She groaned, rushing inside and grabbing a kitchen towel, running back, her tits bouncing, and wiping the table clean.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir!
She cried, dropping to her knees.
It's okay, it was an accident.
He smiled, petting her face, but her eyes dropped, and she stared at the ground.
No, it doesn't matter, I was bad.
She whimpered, looking up at him.
You need to punish me.
Paul shook his head, having trouble believing what he was hearing.
It's okay, kitten,
he assured her, rubbing her face.
It was an accident, you don't need to be punished for that.
But her eyes were welling with tears and she shook her head from side to side.
Sir, please,
she begged, grabbing his hand and rubbing her face against it.
I need you to punish me when I'm bad. For every mistake. I want to be a good little pet for you.
Paul sat back, taking a deep breath, and she stared at the ground. Then she looked up at him, closing her eyes, and held her face up for him.
Please, sir,
she whimpered, quivering as she waited for her punishment. Paul shrugged, staring down at her as she waited patiently. Then he leaned over, and she winced a little at the sound of his movement. He slapped her, and her jaw dropped, gasping and panting.
"Thank you, sir Dash." She started, but was interrupted by another slap. "Oh. Thank you, sir."
She groaned, and he slapped her again.
"Thank you. Please, sir. Harder. I've been bad."
He slapped her again and again, her cheek turning bright red as she whimpered, tears streaming down her face, until finally, Paul stopped, staring down at her as she took quick, short breaths. Then he rubbed her face and she opened her eyes.
"Oh, thank you."
She gushed, lunging forward and rubbing her tears in his lap.
"Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, kitten."
Paul smiled, rubbing her skin, and she looked up at him.
"Have I been good for you, sir?"
She whimpered, and Paul nodded.
"Yes, kitten, you've been so good,"
Paul told her, petting her.
"May I? May I have my breakfast now?"
she asked, rubbing his hard cock through his pants.
"Yes, of course, kitten. Would you like me to feed you?"
he asked, leaning forward and grabbing a beignet, but she shook her head.
"Oh no! Not that, sir!"
she giggled, pulling his belt open and unbuttoning his pants, pulling the zipper down and reaching inside, tugging out his hard cock.
"I'm hungry for your cum!"
Paul groaned, leaning back as she started licking and sucking on his cock, eagerly jerking him off while she bounced her head up and down on his dick.
"Please, sir! I'm such a hungry little kitten!"
she groaned, shoving his dick back down her throat, drooling all over herself, giant globs of spit dribbling down and onto his pants. Paul couldn't take much more of it, watching her submit to him like that, pinching her nipples and groping her tits with one hand, the other gently, yet deftly stroking him off.
"Fuck!"
he grunted, and she pulled her head back, opening her mouth wide and gripping his dick as he shot load after load into her mouth. She swallowed, cum dribbling down her chin, then opened up for more, letting him fill her mouth again before he finally stopped coming, grunting as he leaned back in his chair.
"Oh, fuck!"
he groaned, and she looked up at him, wiping the cum up with her fingers, then licking it all off, relishing every last drop.
"You taste so good!"
she giggled.
"You're amazing!"
Paul groaned, rubbing her face.
"I'm a good little cocksucker for you?"
she squealed, leaning forward and resting her face in his lap, and Paul pet her.
"Yes, kitten, the best."
After finishing another cup of coffee, Paul stripped naked and they both took a swim in the pool, relaxing and swimming together, kissing and holding each other in the cool water. Then Paul got out and dripped dried in the sun while he watched Valerie swim laps. She was incredible, her bare body showing off every contour as she swam lap after lap, wearing herself out before climbing out, curling up next to him.
"Would you like to come inside?"
she finally asked, sitting up.
"I don't like to be out in the sun for too long." "Yes, kitten, that sounds nice,"
Paul said, reaching over for his pants and pulling out the leash, clipping it onto her collar.
"Get on the ground now,"
he demanded, and she got on her hands and knees, smiling and following obediently as he walked her inside.
"Do you like classical music?"
she asked as he walked her to the living room, and Paul laughed a little.
"Yes, I mean, what? Like Beethoven?"
Paul asked as he sat down on the couch, his naked body bare before her, and Valerie laughed, shaking her head.
"Oh, you're such a novice,"
she giggled, lunging at him and wrapping her arms around him, sitting in his lap and rubbing her face against his neck as he held her.
"Please, can I play for you?"
Paul looked over at the grand piano in the foyer.
"Yes, I'd like that,"
he told her, and she jumped up, bouncing off into another room and coming back with a violin case.
"You can play the violin?"
he asked her, a little surprised, and she giggled.
"Oh, you thought I meant the piano?"
she laughed, shaking her head.
"Well, yes, I mean, I can play that too,"
Paul sighed, shaking his head.
"I didn't know you were so talented."
He laughed, and she blushed, pulling out her violin.
"There's a lot you don't know about me,"
she told him, giving him a wry smile. Then she positioned the violin at her shoulder and picked up the bell.
"I'm a little rusty,"
she warned him, then began. It started off slow and somber, a sad tune that waxed and waned with grief and sorrow, and Paul's heart broke listening to her play. Then it built and grew, peaking violently and returning to grief, again and again, until the melody changed, almost bright and sprightly, cheerful, before ending on a sweet note.
"Wow,"
Paul told her, eyeing her beautiful, naked body playing for him.
"Did you like it?"
she asked, hopeful.
"Yes, I loved it."
Paul smiled, and she blushed.
"Do you want me to stop? Or should I dash, keep playing?"
Paul told her, leaning back and relaxing as she grinned, picking up the bow again.
"Yes, sir,"
she whispered. Paul closed his eyes, letting her music fill his head and take him away from his body, feeling her pain and struggles through the notes she played, her sorrow and the stirring of the strings, hearing her story. It went on for almost an hour before she stopped, setting it down, and he opened his eyes, staring at her.
"May I come lie next to you?"
she asked, and Paul nodded. She slowly walked over to him, smiling as he made room for her, and she cuddled up next to him on the couch.
"Thank you, sir,"
she whispered.
"No, thank you,"
he replied, petting her back, but she shook her head, burying her face in his chest.
"No, I mean it, thank you. Nobody ever wants to hear me, nobody ever wants to listen. I'll always listen."
Paul smiled, and she lied there silently, and when he looked down at her, he saw tears flowing down her cheeks.
"What's wrong, kitten?"
Paul asked, and she hid her face.
"Paul! I'm sorry! I'm so sorry!"
she cried, shaking her head.
"What is it?"
Paul asked, sitting up, and she hid her face from him.
No, this isn't what you want, this isn't what you're here for.
She sniffled, hiding, but Paul grabbed her hair, lifting her face so he could kiss her, her tears smearing against his skin.
I'm here for you.
He told her, inwardly feeling a little guilty for using her when he could see she was so vulnerable and lonely.
No, you wouldn't dashed.
She started, but he cut her off.
I own you, understand?
He told her, raising his voice sternly, then grabbing and slapping her ass.
All of you, even the bad parts, now out with it.
Valerie whimpered at his touch, burying her face in his chest, clinging to him tightly.
Nobody likes me, nobody's ever liked me.
She sobbed, quivering.
I know I'm a bitch, I mean and I have a temper problem, but nobody's, I mean, I've never really had any friends. And now that I'm just some stupid trophy wife, I'm even more lonely.
Paul held her, the pangs of guilt unnerving him, and he couldn't believe she was confiding all this in him.
Well, I mean, maybe if you were a little nicer to people, dash, don't you think that I've tried that?
She snapped, then realized her anger and buried her face in his chest.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sir. It's okay, I'll punish you for it later.
He assured her, and she smiled.
It's just, I try to be nice, I do, but everybody always has this idea about me. Everyone always sticks their noses up at me and thinks I'm this overconfident bitch. Guys only see me as some conquest, just a big ass and a nice rack. And now that I'm married, they only want an affair, sex, but they don't care. And Roger just wants me to stay at home, it doesn't matter to him if I'm lonely. He wants his little trophy wife to bring out when it suits him and to stay home and cook and clean.
She was shivering, her naked body covered in goosebumps, tears soaking into Paul's chest. He picked her up, curling her up into the fetal position and holding her in his chest as she latched onto him.
It's always been like this,
she whispered, and then it all started gushing out of her, her terrible childhood, her abusive mother, her negligent father, her constant search for friendship, her struggles with her temper, things Paul already knew from the emails. But he didn't bother cutting her off, telling her he knew, he just sat there and rubbed her skin, listening, and his heart almost broke.
And so here I am, married to a guy that treats me like his old favorite toy, in this big fucking house with nobody, all the money I could want but nothing to spend it on, all the time in the world but nobody to spend it with, I don't have anyone, I don't even have friends.
She sniffled, slowly regaining composure.
That's not true.
Paul told her, rubbing her back.
I'm your friend.
What? She asked, sitting up and staring at him like he'd said something insane.
I'm your friend, I like spending time with you.
He told her, shrugging, and she shook her head.
No, you're not my friend, you just want my body.
She groaned a little, but Paul shook his head.
No, kitten, if I just wanted your body, I wouldn't be here listening to you, I could easily have just fucked you and went on my way.
She sniffled, staring up at him, her eyes full of hope.
Nobody's ever listened,
she whispered.
I'll listen to everything. I own you now, and I want all of you, every last inch, your stories, your troubles, your mind and heart, all of it, I want it all.
Paul was only doing his best to comfort her, ready for her to combat his words with more argument, more tales of troubles, more crying, but instead she lunged at him, grabbing his face and kissing him feverishly, straddling him, tears still streaming down her cheeks as she grinded her body against him.
Paul!
She whimpered, shaking her head, then kissing him again and again, kissing his cheeks and neck, running her fingers through his hair and nuzzling her face against his.
Oh, Paul!
Paul kissed her back, groping her, pulling her hair and biting her, and she gasped, panting and quivering.
Wait, dash!
She said, sitting up.
Wait here!
She ran off and Paul sat back, waiting for her until she returned, holding something in her hand.
I got this for Roger for our first anniversary, when I still had hope for our marriage,
she said, looking away.
I want you to have it. He never wears it, he'll never notice it.
It was a watch, antique-looking, silver with a white face, so many dials and hands, so many functions, with a dark brown leather strap. It looked like something a captain would wear, expensive and ornate, yet simple and utilitarian.
Wow.
Paul smiled, looking it over, and on the back was an engraving.
My heart belongs to you.
And her initials.
Do you like it? Will you wear it?
She asked, kneeling before him, taking his hand and putting it on him, smiling as he looked at it in awe.
Yes, of course I will, every day.
He smiled, and she purred, resting her head in his lap, grabbing his cock and gently stroking him.
Good, it looks so good on you.
She gushed.
You're such a handsome man.
Paul didn't know what to say, he just kept staring at the watch, then looking down at her as she smiled up at him, her big doe eyes fluttering.
I'm a mess.
She sniffled, wiping her face, her tears finally beginning to dry.
I'm going to go clean up for you, sir, here, watch some TV while you wait.
She grabbed the remote and turned on the TV, picking up his legs and placing them on the couch, grabbing a pillow and forcing it behind his back, her hand gently caressing his face.
Do you need anything? Are you hungry? Thirsty? Would you like some fruit? Some cheese and crackers? Wine? Some water would be nice, dash.
Paul started and she jumped up, rushing off into the kitchen before bringing back a glass of ice-cold water and setting it down before him.
Wait here.
She begged, kissing him, and then she bounced off. Paul flicked through the channels, realizing there must be hundreds of them, finally finding one that had a show he knew and liked, enjoying relaxing on the big, comfortable couch, watching the fancy big screen, listening to Valerie walking back and forth upstairs, every now and then peeking her head out from around the corner, checking to make sure he was still there, before she finally came around, descending the stairs. She was in a white sheer nightie with a frilly rim, completely see-through with no panties underneath, her large tits bouncing freely as she walked down the stairs in 6-inch white stilettos, a large pearl necklace and pearl earrings, bright red lipstick and thick eyeliner, and a white leather collar, her hair done up in a bow with her bangs hanging in front of her eyes.
"How many collars did you get?"
Paul asked, sitting up, and she blushed.
"One for every outfit, of course."
She giggled, coming in and standing before him.
"Do you like it?"
"I love it, you look so beautiful," Paul told her, and she reached forward, rubbing his face.
"Just for you, sir,"
she promised, smiling, then turned around, arching her back and sticking her ass up, showing off the red jewels sticking out of her ass, the plug resting snug and secure inside her.
"Fuck,"
Paul groaned, shaking his head.
"I think I'm ready for that punishment,"
she whimpered, giggling as Paul reached forward and groped her ass.
Thank you, sir,"
she moaned, and Paul sat back, grabbing his cock and shaking it at her.
"Go get the toys,"
he told her, and her eyes lit up, licking her lips as she obeyed.
"Yes, sir,"
she whispered, walking slowly up the stairs, making sure to shake her ass from side to side seductively as she disappeared, coming back with a large black gym bag and setting it down next to the coffee table.
"Good girl, now get on the table, hands and knees,"
Paul told her, and she nodded.
"Yes, sir,"
she whimpered, her breath shortening, her face and chest turning bright red as she slowly climbed on top, assuming her position and holding it as Paul watched her, stroking his hard cock. He finally stood up after a moment, walking over to her slowly, watching her wince and quiver, trying to still her breath. Paul lifted her nightgown and admired the big rough bruises on her ass, the long thin bruises on her back from the whip. He rubbed her ass and she bounced a little, whimpering quietly at his touch.
"You're a filthy little whore that needs to be punished, aren't you?"
he asked, gently spanking her ass, and she jumped a little, nodding as she stared up at him.
"Yes, sir, so bad, sir, I'm so sorry, I can't help it, I'm such a dirty whore,"
she groaned, shaking her ass from side to side.
"I need you, sir, I need you to punish me so I can be a good little kitten for you."
"Good girl," Paul told her, then he spanked her again, harder this time, and she groaned, shaking her head.
"Thank you, sir,"
she squealed, and he spanked her again.
"Oh God, thank you, sir,"
she moaned again, sticking her arms out in front of her and lowering her face to the table, hiding it from him, her ass sticking straight up in the air, wiggling. Paul leaned in and grabbed her ass cheeks, spreading them, admiring the plug in her ass.
"Isn't this the biggest plug we bought?"
he asked, shoving two fingers in her pussy, glistening and dripping wet.
"Yes, sir,"
she giggled.
"It feels so good. It's almost as wide as my cock,"
he groaned, and she nodded.
"I want to be ready for your big dick,"
she moaned, whimpering a little as he spanked her again.
"Oh, thank you, sir. You want me to fuck your ass tonight?"
he asked, a little surprised, and she whimpered, nodding.
"Oh yes. Please. I love getting my ass fucked, please fuck my ass,"
she begged, and Paul spanked her again.
"Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Good girl," he told her, and she hummed, shaking her ass.
"Are you still sore? Do you need me to go easy on your ass?"
he asked, and she shook her ass at him.
"Oh, Paul,"
she moaned, catching herself.
"Sir, no, no, sir, I'm okay, please don't go easy on me."
Then a long pause. "Thank you, though.
Suit yourself."
Paul smiled, grabbing the paddle out of the bag and rubbing it along her legs.
"Please, sir, I want to be a good little kitten for you,"
she begged, and he hit her with it, hard, and she seethed for a second, leaning forward before letting out a little cry.
"Thank you. Thank you, sir,"
she moaned, and Paul hit her again, even harder.
"Oh God,"
she whimpered, shaking her head from side to side.
"Oh. Oh God."
Paul took a moment before he hit her again, one cheek, then the other, over and over again, enjoying the sight of her quivering, shaking, her skin turning bright red, her pussy dripping down her thighs and her groans of agony and pleasure before she started crying.
"Had enough, kitten?"
Paul asked, and she nodded quietly. He walked to the front of the table, picking up her face, strewn with tears, her makeup running.
Why, yes, sir,"
she whimpered, and he kissed her gently, then they parted and he stood up, and she lunged for his cock before catching herself, blushing as she looked away.
"Please, sir, may I?"
she asked.
"Yes, kitten,"
he told her, and she leaned forward, grabbing his cock and licking it, rubbing it on her face as she groaned.
"Oh God! I love your cock so much, Paul,"
she moaned.
"Sir! I love your cock, sir!
Good," Paul told her, petting her hair as she stroked him and then opened her mouth wide, shoving his dick down her throat, gagging and choking on his dick as he reached forward, fingering her wet little pussy and pushing the plug in her ass around. She gagged and drooled, slurping and sucking on his cock, her spit dribbling down her chin and onto the table. Then Paul pulled his dick out.
"You're such a good little kitten,"
he told her, and she turned away, closing her eyes as she smiled.
"Thank you, sir,"
she whispered, and Paul picked up the leash, fastening it to her collar, then spanked her ass lightly.
"Come along, kitten,"
she nodded, climbing off the table and crawling along on her hands and knees, following him as he led her into the living room and towards one of the chairs.
"Up. Sit,"
Paul told her, and she climbed up, sitting down before him, her knees together, her hands on her knees, waiting patiently.
"Take off your nightgown,"
he told her, and she smiled, lifting it up over her head and tossing it aside. Paul took off her leash and set it on the table, walking back to the bag and pulling out two long cords of rope, then returning. He pushed her forward and grabbed her arms, pulling them behind her and binding them together. Then he wrapped the rope around the back of the chair and her chest, binding her tits tightly, until her upper body was completely bound to the chair. "Good girl, now lift your legs up," Paul demanded, watching as she picked up one leg and bent it behind her neck, and then the other, her squished tits popping out even more between them as she wrapped her legs behind her body.
"Jesus Christ, you're flexible,"
Paul groaned, and she giggled.
"I do yoga every day, sir."
She smiled, and Paul shook his head.
"Fuck,"
he groaned, then he grabbed the second cord of rope, wrapping it around her legs in the back of the chair, binding her in place as she smiled at him. When he was done, her pussy and ass were sticking out at him, her legs spread, her entire body tied so tight she couldn't move an inch, and Paul smiled, admiring his work.
"You've been such a good little kitten,"
he smiled, walking back and grabbing the bag, returning it and setting it on the table.
"Really?"
Valerie asked, blushing, and Paul smiled, petting her face.
"Yes, kitten, and good little kittens get rewarded,"
he told her, and she smiled brightly. Then he reached into the bag and pulled out the ball gag, and she stared at it a little apprehensively.
"Bibi, but I thought you said I was being good,"
she whimpered, turning away, and Paul pet her face.
"You are being good, I promise, now open up,"
he told her, and she bit her lip, looking down, then nodded, turning to him and opening wide. Carefully, Paul pushed the ball gag into her mouth. It was almost too large for her to handle, but he got it in after a second, then strapped it in.
"That okay?"
he asked, and she nodded.
"Uh-huh,"
she said, her mouth beginning to drool with anticipation as he returned to the bag, pulling out the large, double-pronged dildo and the Hitachi wand.
"I hope you got batteries for these,"
he laughed, holding up the dildo and switching it on, feeling it vibrate in his hand, and Valerie nodded her head eagerly.
Why?
Valerie slobbered, and Paul smiled, unsure of what she was trying to say, then he knelt down in front of her, grabbing the plug at the base and slowly pulling it out. She whimpered as it slid out, her ass clenching then opening up again for him, gaping wide.
"Oh fuck."
Paul groaned, grabbing her ass cheeks and holding her still as he let a large glob of spit fall from his mouth and into her ass, rubbing his two fingers on her chest and lubing them up with her spit, then shoving them into her ass as he watched her closing her eyes and shaking her head.
"Ugh,"
she groaned, huffing and puffing.
"You like that?"
he asked, leaning in and kissing her clit, shoving a third finger inside her ass and spreading her wide while he licked her clit and played with her nipples.
"Uh-huh,"
she squealed, her face turning bright red, before she began shaking her head from side to side. She moaned.
"Uh-huh."
Paul looked up to see her eyes rolling back in her head, panting and gasping for air as she climaxed, her ass clenching around his fingers, then gaping wide again, and he pulled his fingers out.
"Good girl,"
he said.
Why wee wee?
She squealed, and Paul shook his head, grabbing the ball gag and pulling it out of her mouth, letting it fall down around her neck.
"What?"
he asked as she caught her breath.
"Let me lick your fingers clean,"
she gasped.
"Please, sir. Use my whore mouth to clean you off."
Paul groaned a little, holding his fingers up to her lips and watching as she eagerly slurped and sucked them clean, and after a moment, he pulled them away.
"Good girl, that's enough,"
he told her, then bent down, spreading her cheeks and licking her clit.
"Oh God! Paul!"
she groaned, then he bent down lower, licking her ass, probing her gaping hole with his tongue.
"Oh fuck, Paul!"
she shrieked, and he shoved two fingers inside her pussy, thrusting in as he licked her ass, and she quivered, her legs spasming.
"Oh fuck, I'm coming!"
she squealed, her pussy and ass clenching as she came, her wet juices squirting all over his face as he licked her, finally sitting back as she caught her breath.
"Sir! Sir! I'm so sorry, sir! I've gotten my whore juices all over you,"
she gasped, shaking her head from side to side.
"It's okay, kitten, that's just how I like it."
Paul smiled, wiping his face off, licking her juices off of her pussy and legs and ass.
Thank you, sir,"
she groaned, and Paul reached forward, grabbing the ball gag and forcing it back in her mouth.
"Good girl, no more talking for you,"
he told her, standing up and grabbing the double-pronged dildo and turning it on its medium setting.
"The only thing you're allowed to do is come."
Valerie whimpered a little, watching as he grabbed the bottle of lube and rubbed it all over the dildo, then slowly pushed the big end inside her pussy, the smaller end penetrating her ass as well. Valerie groaned, shaking and squirming, and Paul shoved it in, thrusting the dildo in both holes as she quivered, her legs shaking violently. He watched her come, her eyes closing tight and drool gushing down her body as she shivered, gasping and panting, moaning gibberish. She finished coming and her body relaxed, but Paul kept at it, and it wasn't long before she was peeking again, shaking and squealing, her eyes rolling back in her head, tears streaming down her cheeks, her body glistening with sweat and spit and tears. Paul didn't flinch, he kept playing with her as she came, over and over, her moans and squeals like she was speaking in tongues, her body shaking so much Paul had to steady the chair to keep it from tipping over, finally standing up, leaving the vibrator inside her pussy and ass as he sat down, catching his breath and watching her quiver. He stood up and grabbed the ball gag, pulling it out, and she gasped, panting.
"Oh God! Oh fuck! Please, sir! No more! I can't! I can't!"
she squealed, and Paul smiled, leaning in and kissing her, and she moaned, trying to lean into his kiss, but he pulled back, grabbing the ball gag and forcing it back inside her mouth, then he reached down and turned the vibrator onto its highest setting. She groaned, sobbing a little, and Paul left, smiling as he listened to her groaning, the hum of the vibrator. He walked inside the kitchen and grabbed a glass from the cupboard, filling it with ice and water and chugging almost all of it before filling it again, slowly walking back into the dining room, quietly watching Valerie coming, whimpering and groaning. He walked back in front of her and leaned against the table. "Have you had enough?" he asked her, and she looked up at him, tears running down her cheeks.
"Mmm,"
she squealed, nodding her head, and he smiled. "Come one more time for me," he told her, and her eyes clenched shut, orgasming again before he grabbed the vibrator and pulled it out, turning it off and setting it on the table, then reaching forward and pulling the ball gag out of her mouth, unstrapping it and setting it aside as well.
"Em,"
Valerie groaned, still huffing and puffing.
"Oh, Paul! Fuck! Oh, God!"
Paul smiled, leaning in and kissing her passionately, letting her shove her tongue inside his mouth, biting his lips and groaning before she leaned back.
"Fuck! I'm coming!"
she shrieked, her pussy contracting and exploding with juices even without any stimulation, and Paul watched her ass gaping and clenching.
"MMM, you really are a naughty little whore."
He smiled, grabbing his hard dick and slapping her pussy with it, and she squealed.
"Oh God, Paul, SSS sir, I'm sorry sir,"
she sobbed, shaking her head from side to side.
"You want my cock in you, don't you?"
Paul asked, and she bit her lip, nodding.
"Mmm."
She whimpered, and he shoved his cock deep inside her pussy, straddling the chair and holding the back of it as he bounced up and down on her, fucking her roughly.
"Oh fuck, it's happening again,"
she screamed, and Paul could feel her juices spraying all over his crotch and legs, dripping down him, her pussy clenching so tight that when he pulled back his cock was pushed completely out.
"Jesus."
Paul laughed, shaking his head, but when he grabbed his cock to shove back inside her pussy, he saw her ass, gaping and clenching, begging to be fucked. He stood up, grabbing the lube and squirting a hefty amount in his hand, rubbing it on his cock, then he turned back to her.
"I think you're ready to get that gaping ass of yours fucked, aren't you?"
he asked, and she nodded.
"Oh God, yes, Paul, please sir,"
she moaned.
"Please fuck my ass. It belongs to you, sir. All of my holes belong to you."
Paul smiled, grabbing his dick and pressing it against her ass. Though she was gaping wide, it was still a tight fit, and she whimpered and squealed as he penetrated her.
"Fuck, I'm coming!"
she groaned, squirting a little bit, this time her pussy only trickling with juices. Paul could barely get his cock halfway in before she started sputtering and choking.
"Please, sir! Please! Not all the way!"
she squealed, her eyes staring wide at his cock impaling her ass.
SH, it's okay,"
Paul assured her, making sure not to press any deeper, fucking her ass gently as she stared at him.
"Thank you. Thank you, sir,"
she moaned, then her eyes shot wide open again.
"Fuck. Oh God, I'm coming,"
Paul grunted, rubbing her clit as he rode her, watching her orgasm over and over again. He fucked her senselessly as she came, losing count at how many times she'd orgasmed, and then leaning in, grabbing her hair and kissing her while he fucked her.
"Do you want my cum in your ass?"
he asked, and she moaned.
"Yes. Yes. Please, sir,"
she begged, kissing him and whimpering, and when she finally came again, Paul didn't hold back any longer. He forced his cock into her, grunting as he came, filling her ass up with cum. Then he collapsed, slumping against her, resting his face against hers before slowly pulling his cock out.
"I want you to keep my cum in your ass,"
he told her, grabbing the plug off the table and forcing it inside her, and she whimpered.
Why, yes, sir,"
she stuttered, biting her lip.
"Good girl."
Paul smiled, rubbing her face and kissing her. Then he stood up, walking behind her and slowly untying her, pulling off the ropes and letting her legs down, then untying her body and arms, and she fell forward, catching herself on the floor, slumping over on her stomach, barely able to pick herself up.
"TT the leash, sir,"
she whispered, and Paul grabbed the leash off the table, leaning down and latching it to her collar.
"Please, sir,"
she moaned, slowly picking herself up and staring at him with her big doe eyes.
"Please, will you take me to bed?"
Paul walked her up the stairs and into the large master bedroom. It was huge, with a giant king-sized bed in the middle, a soft carpet, and they collapsed on the bed. Valerie smiled, rubbing her face against his chest, then slowly started pulling her body down.
"Baby, I don't think I can go again,"
Paul groaned, smiling, but she shook her head, giggling a little.
"Ditto,"
she whispered, then grabbed his cock and started licking it off, sucking and kissing every inch.
"But I need to clean all my whore juices off of you."
Paul leaned back, shaking his head as she insistently licked him clean, first his cock, then his thighs and balls, his crotch. Then she lifted his leg up and eagerly licked his ass before finally pulling up next to him, cuddling close and nuzzling against him.
"Mmm, thank you, sir,"
she moaned, kissing his chest.
"You're welcome, kitten."
Paul smiled, petting her.
"What time is it? Check your watch, silly."
She giggled, and Paul looked at his wrist, having forgotten it entirely.
"Oh, fuck, is it right? Is it really only 8?
He asked, and Valerie laughed.
"Fuck,"
she groaned.
"It feels so much later. Are you hungry? Would you like me to make you something?"
"Ha!" Paul laughed, smacking her ass, and she bounced a little.
"I don't think you're in any condition to cook right now, let's just rest."
"Mmm, yes, sir," she groaned, nuzzling into him, and together they fell asleep. The next morning, Paul woke up, rolling over expecting to find Valerie, but she was gone.
"UHF,"
he groaned, sitting up, and then he heard footsteps bolting up the staircase. Her head popped in the doorway and she blushed, standing there in a matching emerald green bra and panty set, her green collar on.
"Good morning, sir,"
she smiled, and Paul rubbed his head. Good morning, kitten. Paul told her, sitting up, but she rushed forward.
Oh no!
Don't get up! She told him, pushing him back down, and Paul shook his head. I'm making you breakfast, please relax. Paul smiled, watching her tits bending down in his face as she fluffed his pillow and pushed him back into place.
All right,"
he laughed. "I'll stay in bed.
What's on the menu? You'll see."
She giggled, hopping off, and Paul relaxed, waiting for her for only a moment or two before he heard her walking up the stairs. She walked in the doorway with a large platter of food, setting it down before him, its legs on either side of him, and on the tray an assortment of food, a waffle, bacon, scrambled eggs, fruit, coffee, and orange juice.
"You remembered how I like my coffee?"
Paul asked, grabbing the hot mug, and she smiled.
"Of course. Cream and one sugar."
She smiled as he sipped it slowly.
"I hope you're hungry, I'm starving, kitten."
Paul told her, waving her close, then kissing her lips. She whimpered a little, bending down and kissing him, and when he broke from her she looked away, blushing.
"Get up here, aren't you hungry?"
he asked, and she slowly climbed on the bed, wincing from how sore she was as she curled up next to him, laying her head on his legs.
"No sir, I already nibbled on some,"
she told him, rubbing her face against his skin.
"You know what I want for my breakfast."
Paul huffed a little, his cock growing harder as she reached up his leg, grabbing it and squeezing gently.
"Once I'm done, kitten,"
he told her, attacking his breakfast.
"Yes, sir."
She smiled, waiting patiently. About halfway through, Valerie looked up at him, biting her lip, and Paul knew she had something she needed to say.
"Yes, kitten?"
he asked, and she looked away.
Well, sir, remember what you said at the toy store?"
she asked.
"Yes, I do,"
he told her, and she blushed profusely.
"Well, now that you've used all my holes, are you going to what?"
Paul laughed, staring at her fumbling over her words.
"Make you my whore? Sell your body out to anyone that wants it?"
She whimpered, burying her legs in his face, nodding, and Paul watched her ass jiggle as she quivered. He thought about it, and while before it had been an almost entirely empty threat, something he'd only said to put her in her place, and while it had seemed like an amazingly hot fantasy at the time, now as he watched her, he knew he didn't truly desire sharing her at all. But then he remembered the emails, her fantasies, and he smiled. He'd come this far, to stop short of what she dreamed of, what she desired, would surely be a disappointment.
"Yes, eventually, but you're not going to be a common whore to any strangers that ask,"
he told her, petting her head.
"Only to whom I decide, when I want, understand?"
Valerie nodded her head up and down, eagerly, then looked up at him, smiling.
"Thank you, sir,"
she whispered. Paul set his fork and knife down, finishing his coffee, then he gestured at the tray.
"I'm finished, get this out of my way,"
he told her, and she nodded.
"It's time for your breakfast."
Valerie shot up, grabbing the tray and setting it down in the hallway outside of the door, then returned, jumping on top of Paul and rubbing her pussy against his cock, kissing him and purring.
"Mmm, thank you, sir,"
she giggled, wiggling down and grabbing his cock, shoving it down her throat immediately, moaning as she slurped and gagged, drooling all over his dick. Paul leaned back, hands behind his back, watching her eagerly sucking him off, until he couldn't take it anymore.
"Oh fuck, here it comes, pet,"
he groaned, and she pulled back, opening wide, giggling as he filled her mouth with cum, swallowing and slurping up every last drop before licking her lips and collapsing next to him.
"Thank you, sir,"
she whispered, cuddling up and caressing his skin, letting him hold her and rub her back.
"You're welcome, kitten."
Paul smiled, and she squealed a little, then picked her head up.
"Can you stay today too?"
she almost begged, kissing his chest, but he shook his head.
"No, I have plans with some friends, and I should probably stay at my place so my parents don't get suspicious,"
he told her, and she groaned, pouting.
"Oh, don't be like that,"
he laughed, petting her.
"You don't want me staying here every day, you'll get sick of me."
"No.
Never,"
she giggled, clinging to him tightly.
"I suppose I should go to the gym, I haven't done any yoga in days."
She smiled, stretching her leg up all the way to her head, showing off her flexibility.
"But I'd never get tired of your company, sir, ever."
Chapter 03
Paul met up with some of his friends to play soccer, spending the afternoon tiring themselves out before they all splintered off, heading to one of their houses to smoke some weed and watch skateboarding videos.
"Yeah, what do you think, Paul?"
Zach asked, and Paul looked up.
"Huh? What?"
He stared at him, and Zach shook his head.
"Jesus, dude, what's wrong with you? Why are you so out of it?"
Zach laughed, and Paul reached over, grabbing the pipe from his Tyler's hand.
"I dunno, I'm pretty fucking stoned."
He laughed, but Tyler grabbed his wrist, staring at the watch.
"Paul, where did you get this watch?"
he asked, and Paul yanked his hand free from Tyler's grasp, pulling the pipe up to his lips.
"It was a gift, so what?"
he asked, slightly annoyed, hitting the pipe.
"So what?"
Tyler asked, shaking his head.
"That's a fucking McCoy and Bannister, is it real?"
"Yeah, probably."
Paul shrugged.
"Dude, that watch is worth more than my car."
Tyler groaned.
"What the fuck, dude?"
"Shit, I don't know, don't worry about it."
Paul laughed, handing the pipe off to Brent.
"Don't worry about it."
"Fuck you."
Tyler laughed.
"The fuck is going on with you, man? You've been MIA for the past couple days, now you show up wearing a McCoy and Bannister? You joined the fucking mafia or something?"
Everyone laughed, staring at Paul while he tried to think of a good enough excuse, then he shrugged.
"You guys wouldn't believe me if I told you,
He laughed, and Zack punched his arm.
Spit it out, fucker.
Zack demanded, and Paul shrugged.
All right, I've been fucking like the hottest, most beautiful woman I've ever laid eyes on.
Paul shrugged.
And she's rich.
She gave it to me.
They all laughed, shaking their heads.
Fuck you, Paul, all right fine, so you joined the mafia.
Tyler laughed, but Paul shook his head.
Nah man, I swear to God.
He smiled.
I can prove it to you.
Oh yeah?
How?
Zack asked, packing another bowl.
Well?
Paul shrugged.
You guys could come meet her.
When Paul opened the door to Valerie's large house the next day, she was waiting for him patiently on her knees, wearing a cute little white sundress with a big green belt, her emerald collar and emerald earrings, smiling and looking away when he entered.
Hello, sir.
She whimpered, blushing, and he closed the door, nodding at her.
Get over here.
He demanded, and she jumped up, lunging at him and wrapping her arms around him, nuzzling him, then kissing him again and again, covering his face and neck with lipstick marks, giggling and gasping quietly.
Oh God! Paul! I miss you!
She moaned, her nails digging into his skin.
I miss you too, kitten.
He told her, and she grabbed his hand, leading him through her house.
Are you hungry? You must be hungry.
She smiled, sitting him down at her kitchen counter, but Paul shook his head, laughing.
No, no, I'm really not hungry, I already had breakfast.
He told her, and she frowned, looking away, her arms behind her back.
But I could really use a drink.
Okay.
She bounced up, grabbing his hand and bringing him into the study, a large room with a pool table and bookshelves lining the walls, a fireplace and big, comfy armchairs, a pool table, and a large, ornate bar, fully stocked, almost overstocked, with every liquor and liquor imaginable.
Wow.
Paul laughed, realizing how little of the house he'd actually seen.
What do you have?
Valerie jumped behind the bar, grabbing a couple metal shakers.
Jack and Coke?
Paul shrugged, and Valerie snorted, laughing before she caught herself.
Oh. I'm sorry, sir.
She giggled, shaking her head, walking out from the bar and up to him, wrapping her arms around him.
I shouldn't be laughing, I know, but you're so cute.
Paul blushed, smacking her ass as she laughed, whimpering a little and kissing him.
Laugh all you want, I'll be sure to punish you for it later.
He joked, and she smiled, kissing him, then went back behind the bar, grabbing a big glass pint glass and measuring out a few liquids, then filling it with ice.
Yes, sir.
She seductively agreed, winking as she stirred the glass until it was ice cold, draining it into a martini glass, grabbing a jar of olives out from below the bar and dropping one into it, and pouring out a little bit of the juice.
This is a martini, a gin martini, I like mine a little dirty.
She said, watching him as he sipped it, giggling when his face scrunched up and he pushed it back.
Don't like olives, huh?
She smiled, and he shook his head.
No, God no, they're the worst.
He groaned, laughing a little.
No, they're the best.
She giggled, grabbing one and popping it into her mouth, chewing it up and smiling, winking at him.
Okay, okay, martinis are a little too girly anyways, hold on.
She reached behind the bar, grabbing a nice rye, and measuring out a couple ounces, adding sweet vermouth and a couple dashes of bitters before filling the glass with ice and stirring it.
You're such a handsome man, a guy like you should be drinking whiskey, this is called a Manhattan.
She told him, grabbing a thick ice cube from the freezer below, and gingerly placing it in an old-fashioned, straining the liquid into it, and adding a maraschino cherry.
Here, try this.
She told him, and he sipped it, taking a moment to process the taste, then took another sip.
Now this is a lot better.
He told her, and she blushed.
Oh, I knew you'd like it.
She gushed, grabbing her glass and holding it up for him to clink together, then they both sipped on their drink.
What? Did you bartend in college or something?
Paul asked as she walked around, joining him on the barstool next to him.
Oh no, huh?
She laughed, shaking her head.
I'm a spoiled little rich girl, I've never had to work.
Paul rolled his eyes as she snorted, giggling and laughing and grabbing his hand, wrapping her fingers around his.
No, I've been making cocktails since I was like, what, 7?
She shrugged, frowning a little. Mommy and Daddy loved their afternoon martinis, or their morning Bloody Marys, or their late night Negronis. The look on her face was a confusing mixture of sadness and memories, and Paul reached forward, petting her, and she blushed.
You're wonderful, you really are.
He told her, and she looked away, crossing her legs.
Enough about me, Paul.
She smiled, sipping her drink, then she stood up. Paul laughed, watching her stand up and grab a record off the shelf, putting on an Otis Redding album and turning the music on low, returning to her seat, bending over it and lifting her dress, showing off her lack of panties and the plug resting tight in her ass.
I've been such a good girl for you.
He whimpered, lowering it back down.
I've been wearing it all day, and yesterday too.
Wow.
Paul laughed, finishing his drink, and she blushed, pulling her dress back down and turning to him, looking away.
May I ask for something, sir?
She whimpered, stepping up towards him, her fingers running up and down his chest.
Anything, kitten,
he told her, wrapping his arms around her waist.
I want to know more about you,
she begged.
You know my story, tell me yours.
Paul sighed, smiling, then he finished his drink and she immediately jumped back behind the bag, mixing them both another round while he started. He told her everything he could think of, growing up not exactly poor, but watching his parents struggle, being slightly awkward and boring. His life revolving around his grades and video games, books and comic books, never really partying or having fun, staying in and smoking weed with his friends instead.
And now the dismal idea of going to the local community college over the nicer private institutions he'd been accepted to, all in the name of frugality and saving money. Valerie listened intently to everything, rubbing Paul's skin and brushing her fingers through his hair as he talked.
"How much would your tuition cost?"
she finally asked.
"Oh, I don't know, after the scholarships I could get? At my first choice? Probably around 30K a year,"
he told her, and she shrugged a little.
"That's not so bad,"
she told him, smiling faintly.
"Ha," says the woman with a rich husband.
Paul laughed, rolling his eyes, and she slapped his arm.
"Hey! Excuse you! I have my own money!"
she laughed, rubbing the spot that she'd slapped.
"I mean, it's all wrapped up in CDs and bonds and—"
"Seriously?" Paul asked, surprised. "Then why did you marry Roger? Why does he pay for everything?" Valerie groaned a little, swallowing what was left of her martini and rolling her eyes. "I married Roger because I thought he would take care of me, and we had fun together, well, we used to." She sighed, standing up and getting behind the bar. "And as for letting him pay for everything, well, why wouldn't I?" She giggled, grabbing a couple bottles and mixing herself another drink, then making another for Paul, even though he wasn't close to being done with his Manhattan. "Try this, it's a Negroni, it's like a gin martini only with Campari," she told him, and he sipped it.
"Oh, not bad."
Paul smiled, and she leaned forward, resting her head in her palms, her eyelids fluttering as she gazed into Paul's eyes. "You know I could pay for your tuition easily," she told him, smiling, and his eyes lit up.
"Really? You'd do that?"
he asked, almost choking on his drink.
"Oh, well, no, I mean I could,"
she giggled, shaking her head. "But if I did that, that would mean you'd leave, go off to college, probably get some awful little girlfriend, and I'd never get to see you." Paul shook his head, laughing a little.
"Yeah, I would have to leave town."
He shrugged, and she stood up straight, smiling at him, looking away impishly.
"Exactly, and I can't have that."
She smiled, walking back around towards him, leaning over her barstool and lifting her skirt, showing off the plug in her ass. "Especially when I'm such a bad little whore, and need you to punish me, every day, sir. Speaking of which—" Paul laughed, looking at his watch. "I think I've had enough of you teasing me." He leaned over and spanked her bare ass and she bounced, flinching at his touch.
"Hmm.
I was starting to worry that you might be getting soft on me," she groaned, arching her back and sticking her ass out at him, shaking it from side to side.
"Not on your life."
Paul laughed, spanking her again, then he grabbed her throat and pulled her towards him, kissing her, then pushing her down to her knees. "Come along, kitten," he told her, grabbing his drink and walking towards the dining room. "I have a special treat for you." It took some time and quite a bit of work before Paul was done, but once he was finished, he stepped back, grabbing his drink off the dining room table and taking a seat at one of the chairs, admiring his work. Valerie was hog-tied to a chair, completely naked, the chair turned around so her tits were resting right above the back of it, her legs and arms tethered to the two back legs, her ass sticking out at the front of the seat. She had a ball gag in and the blindfold on, huffing and puffing, taking deep, excited breaths as drool ran down her chin, her hair pulled back and tied to a rope that was attached to the anal hook buried deep in her ass. She was tied so tight that she could barely move an inch, any movement on her part would pull on the anal hook.
"You look beautiful."
Paul smiled, petting her back, and she winced, whimpering at his touch, nervous and scared, and then Paul's cell phone buzzed in his pocket. "Hold on just a second, kitten," Paul told her, walking off, opening the front door quietly and stepping outside. It was dark outside and the lights were off, so he wasn't too afraid of anyone seeing, but still, his heart thumped loudly in his chest as he watched his three friends, Zach, Tyler, and Brent, walking up.
"You guys ready?"
he asked, and they all nodded nervously.
"Yeah, what the fuck, Paul, is she seriously gonna fuck all of us?"
Tyler asked, shaking his head.
"She'll do whatever I tell her to," Paul told them. "But remember, you have to be as rough and degrading as you can be. Don't be nice, don't be a fucking pussy about it, just be rough and mean, she loves this sort of thing, it's one of her biggest fantasies."
"You sure, man? This isn't some sketchy setup?"
Brent asked, fumbling for words.
"I don't want to, like, rape a girl or anything."
Paul laughed, shaking his head.
"Don't worry about it, trust me,"
Paul said, opening the door and walking them inside. As they came through the house and into the dining room, all three of their jaws dropped, staring at the incredible sight before them. A voluptuous, incredibly well-endowed redhead, tied up naked, completely bound and ready to be fucked, waiting for them like a piece of meat.
"Holy shit!"
Zach groaned, and when Valerie heard the unfamiliar voice and multiple footsteps walking into the room, she started gasping, whimpering and tugging at her restraints, making a show of trying to get out.
"Did you bring the money?"
Paul asked, plenty loud enough for her to hear.
"Yeah, here,"
Zach said, digging into his pockets and pulling out a couple of bills.
"Yeah,"
Tyler almost whispered, following suit.
"Man, honestly, dude, I thought you were fucking with us,"
Brent replied, pulling out his wallet.
"I only brought a couple bucks and some change here, like $4.
"Ha, shit,"
Paul laughed, turning towards Valerie.
"Well, she is a disgusting, filthy little whore. I guess $4 is about all she's worth, maybe too much."
At that, Valerie started groaning and whimpering, trying her best to shake her head from side to side, huffing and puffing.
"What's that, kitten?"
Paul asked, walking up to her and spanking her ass, pulling out her gag.
"Bee-bee, but sir,"
she protested.
"I'm worth more than $4.
Paul spanked her ass and shoved her ball gag back in, slapping her in the face,
watching his friend's eyes grow wide as he abused her. You're barely worth anything at all, slut. He told her, spanking her again, and she whimpered, doing her best to nod her head.
Paul, shit, I don't know, man.
Tyler shook his head.
You sure this is cool?
Paul pet Valerie, then pulled out her gag, and she panted, catching her breath.
I belong to Paul.
She quickly answered Tyler.
I do whatever he tells me.
With that, the guy shrugged, stepping forward, their fears diminished.
Paul! Paul!
Valerie whispered, and Paul knelt before her, letting her whisper in his ear.
Yes, kitten?
Paul asked quietly as his friends disrobed.
I want to act like I don't want it, can I?
She asked, her lip quivering, and Paul pet her.
Yes, of course.
He told her, and she smiled, gasping a little.
And, if I need your friends to stop, will you dash?
She lingered for a moment.
Will you protect me? Will you make them stop?
Paul's heart pounded in his chest when he heard her asking him to be her protector, and he rubbed her neck, kissing her forehead.
Yes, just say Paul, I need to stop.
He told her.
But nothing else you say will make them stop, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, sir.
She gushed, and he pushed her ball gag back into place, walking towards his friends, naked and slightly awkward.
Listen.
He whispered, pulling them aside.
She's going to act like she doesn't want it, but I'll tell you if she actually needs to stop, okay?
No matter how much she begs you to stop, don't, unless I tell you.
Got it?
Yeah.
They all chimed in together, staring lasciviously at the bound whore a few yards away.
All right then, have at her.
Paul told them all loudly, and they walked forward, rubbing and groping her body, squeezing her tits as she shivered, whimpering and struggling against her binds.
Come on, be rougher than that.
Paul laughed, grabbing a seat and relaxing, enjoying the show as he sipped on his drink.
A filthy whore like her? She needs to be roughed up a little bit before you fuck her, here.
He grabbed the whip off the table and tossed it to Brent, who stared at it curiously for a moment, then whipped her. She groaned, shaking her head. He shipped her again and again, her skin turning bright red on her back and ass as Zach twisted her nipples and slapped her face, Tyler kneeling behind her and fingering her pussy.
I think she wants to say something.
Paul laughed, and Zach grabbed the ball gag and pulled it out.
Please.
No.
Please don't. I'm not a whore. I'm not a whore.
She gasped, shaking her head.
Please don't fuck me.
Shut up, slut.
Zach laughed, grabbing her hair and forcing his cock down her throat. He wasn't exactly huge, all three of them were about average, maybe a little larger, but she still choked and gagged on his cock. After a moment or two, he pulled off her blindfold, letting her stare up at him, tears streaming down her cheeks as she gagged and drooled all over his cock.
Jesus Christ, she slobbers a lot.
Zach laughed, and Paul nodded.
She's a messy little whore,
he said, watching Brent whip her back over and over, her body quivering and her back arching.
Aren't you?
Zach pulled his cock out and Valerie whimpered, gasping and panting, at every lashing, turning to Paul.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry for being such a messy whore.
She gasped, biting her lip and groaning through the whippings.
Oh God! Oh God! Please no more! Please! I don't want to be a whore!
Zach grabbed her face and shoved his cock back down her throat, letting her gag and choke and drool all over him as Paul stood up, untying her hair from the anal hook and pulling it out of her ass with a little whimpering.
Oh God!
She groaned, turning to stare at the two naked men behind her, stroking themselves off as they stared at her pussy and ass.
Please don't fuck me. Please. I'm not a whore. Paul. I'm not a whore.
Shut up, slut.
Brent grunted, straddling her from behind and spanking her ass as Zach shoved his cock back down her throat. Brent forced his cock inside her wet little pussy and she groaned, her eyes rolling back in her head as they fucked her from both ends, pounding her as she squirmed and struggled against her binds. She squirmed, finally groaning and exploding with juices all over Brent, coming hard on his dick.
Jesus Christ.
Brent groaned, shaking his head as he pumped her harder.
She's squirting all over me. Make her lick it clean.
Paul laughed, and Brent stood up, pushing Zach away from her mouth as Tyler stepped forward, fucking her pussy as she grunted.
Lick it up, whore.
Brent demanded, slapping her face, and she eagerly opened her mouth, licking off his balls and shaft, licking his crotch, then opening her mouth wide.
I'm sorry, I'm a disgusting, messy little whore.
She panted, shaking her head as Tyler pumped into her from behind.
Oh. Fuck my mouth.
Brent didn't need to be told twice, grabbing his cock and forcing it down her mouth.
Fuck.
He groaned, ramming his crotch against her face as she eagerly opened up her throat for his dick. Paul stood up, walking over to Valerie and slowly untying her arms and legs, and once she was completely free, he pushed Brent and Tyler off of her and picked her up, setting her down gently on her hands and knees as she quivered and groaned.
Come on, whore, time to suck some cocks.
Paul laughed, dropping his shorts, and his three friends stared at him, shaking their heads in disbelief.
Jesus Christ, Paul.
Brent laughed.
Well, no wonder she's fucking crazy about you.
Tyler reasoned.
Oh God, oh yes.
Valerie groaned, crawling over to him and grabbing his dick, rubbing it against her face as she gasped and panted.
I love that cock of yours, Paul. I love your big, hard cock. Show me how much you love it.
Paul demanded, and her jaw dropped, slurping up almost the entirety of his dick as she rubbed his legs.
Come on, don't leave out my friends.
Paul told her, slapping her face, and she nodded, reaching back and grabbing Tyler and Zach, stroking them off, as everyone circled around closer. She bobbed her head back and forth, then jumped to Tyler, stroking off Paul and Brent, then bounced over to Zach, hopping back and forth, groaning and gasping for air as she took turns sucking all of them off, getting her hair grabbed and her face fucked, gagging and choking and drooling all over herself, until there was a puddle at her knees and her entire front side was coated in spit.
"Oh God, someone please fuck me!"
she begged, her eyes rolling back in her head, and Tyler stepped up, kneeling down and fucking her pussy as the rest of the guys took turns face fucking her.
"I think it's time for this little whore to get fucked in all of her holes."
Paul laughed, grabbing the chair she'd been tied to and sitting down and patting his lap.
"Come along, kitten."
She finished sucking Brent off then crawled over to him, her makeup running, gasping and panting like a wild animal.
"Yes, sir."
She squealed, climbing on top of him and wrapping her arms around his neck as she impaled her pussy on his cock.
"Oh, fuck. Come on, someone fuck her ass, she loves it."
Paul demanded, and Brent stepped forward, straddling her ass and slowly working his cock inside of her.
"Oh fuck, I'm coming!"
she groaned as they worked their cocks inside her, pumping in and out.
"Oh fuck! Paul! Sir! Sir!
Someone shut this whore up with a cock in her mouth!" Paul demanded, and Tyler jumped up, grabbing her hair and pulling her over onto his dick, face fucking her as she got fucked in both holes. Valerie came over and over again, groaning and clinging to Paul as the other three took turns fucking her ass and mouth, and finally, Zach started groaning as he fucked her ass.
"Fuck, I can't take much more!"
he laughed, and Paul reached forward, pushing him off.
"No coming inside her,"
he commanded, and Zach nodded, backing off.
"But I'm sure she'd love to have you come in her mouth, wouldn't you?"
"Oh yes. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Please. Please, I want to swallow your cum."
Zach quickly shuffled over to her face and started fucking her throat before groaning, pulling his cock out and shooting his load in her mouth, and she gulped it all down, moaning and licking her lips.
"Thank him for his cum,"
Paul demanded, spanking her as she swallowed the last drop.
"Oh, thank you. Thank you."
She moaned, coming again, and Tyler stepped up, grabbing her hair and face fucking her before coming down her throat, holding her face all the way down as he came. She gagged, covering her mouth with her hand as some of Tyler's load came back up as she coughed and choked, making sure not to spill a drop before composing herself and swallowing it all back up.
"Get on your knees,"
Paul demanded, spanking her, and she practically fell off of him, crawling on the ground, barely able to hold herself up as Paul and Brent stood up before her, taking turns grabbing her hair and fucking her face as she gagged and choked, before finally Brent came all over her face and hair, and Paul followed suit. They all grabbed a couple chairs and watched as Valerie collapsed on her stomach, her big ass in the air, moaning and gasping for air, then slowly bringing her fingers to her face and gathering up all the warm, sticky goo and working it into her mouth, swallowing and moaning.
Thank you all for your cum!"
she groaned, humming to herself, her body quivering and spasming every now and then as she slowly calmed down.
"You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, yeah, anytime."
They all laughed, catching their breath, before Paul stood up, kneeling down and spanking Valerie's ass.
"You can rest later,"
he told her as she bounced from his touch.
"Go grab us some towels, then get cleaned up. You look like a filthy, cum-covered whore."
"Mmm." Valerie groaned, climbing to her feet.
"Yes, sir."
When she returned, she was carrying a pile of fresh linens, setting them on the table. But then she turned to Paul.
"Oh, please, let me lick you clean, sir,"
she begged, dropping to her knees, and Paul smiled as she grabbed his cock, lifting the shaft and sucking on his balls, then licking his cock clean, sucking all her juices off of him, licking his legs and crotch and finally his ass, before Paul pushed her back and he grabbed a towel.
"Holy shit, I want one of those."
Brent laughed, standing up.
"May I? Sir?"
Valerie asked Paul, and he nodded, and she lunged forward, eagerly licking Brent clean, then Tyler, then Zach.
"Jesus Christ."
Zach groaned as he sat back down, wiping up her spit with the towel.
"All right, you've had your fun."
Paul smiled, spanking Valerie.
"Now go get cleaned up and put some clothes on. I'm sure my friends are hungry."
Why, yes, sir,"
Valerie stammered, limping off as the guys slowly wiped themselves off and got dressed.
"Holy fuck, Paul, that was amazing."
Brent groaned as they got dressed, looking around at the large house.
"Yeah, fuck,"
Tyler agreed, catching his breath.
"Yeah, no problem,"
Paul laughed, rubbing the back of his head.
"Here, follow me, they've got a nice-ass lounge."
"They?"
Brent asked as they walked through the house.
"So she does have a husband?"
Paul choked a little, taking them into the study and setting up the pool table.
"Yeah, but he's never around, probably wouldn't care that much if he knew what was going on anyways,"
he reasoned, grabbing a pole off the rack.
"Fair enough."
Brent shrugged, and they began to play a game of pool, letting a pregnant silence fill the room as they avoided each other's eye contact for a moment. Finally, Valerie returned, dressed in a short, tight, black cocktail dress that sparkled, matching her high heels and long, black gloves, a silver and diamond tiara and a black collar on, looking every bit like Audrey Hepburn, her dress cut down the middle to show off her large tits, thick black eyeliner and bright red lipstick, carrying a silver tray full of fruits, cheese, meats and crackers.
"Hello, boys."
She giggled, setting the tray down on the bar and walking over to Paul, seductively shaking her ass step by step before wrapping her arms around his neck and kissing him.
"I hope you're hungry."
Everyone rushed over to the food, snacking on it as she purred and nuzzled Paul.
"Thank you, sir,"
she whispered in his ear, and he grabbed her ass, kissing her cheek.
You're welcome, kitten.
Then she separated from him and walked behind the bar, grabbing a few bottles and mixing Paul a Manhattan, then a martini for herself.
What'll you all be having?
She asked, and Brent looked up at her.
Long Island iced tea?
He asked, and she laughed, shaking her head.
What? Are you a 50-year-old woman?
She asked, giggling.
Try what Paul's having.
Brent blushed and sipped Paul's Manhattan, then shrugged.
Yeah, that's great,
he said, then Tyler and Zach followed suit.
Yeah, I'll have one as well.
Tyler agreed, but Zach frowned and shook his head.
Whoa, little strong,
he told her, and Valerie rolled her eyes.
Fair enough,
she whispered, raising her eyebrow and grinning mischievously, then pouring out the ingredients to two Manhattans, filling the glasses with ice and spinning them both at once with a large spoon.
So tell us, what was your name again?
Brent asked, and she looked over at Paul, who shrugged.
Valerie, my name is Valerie.
She smiled, blowing him a little kiss.
Oh yeah, Valerie, tell us, how did you and Paul meet?
I don't remember the first time we met, do you, Paul? She asked, winking at him.
Mr. Fenton's birthday party, the barbecue.
Paul told her.
Oh yeah, they invited my husband and I right after we moved in.
She smiled, giggling.
Oh, Paul, you were so cute back then.
Thanks. Paul groaned as she drained the two Manhattans over a large block of ice, garnishing them with a cherry.
Well, no, I mean, how did you start,
Brent stammered, and Paul stepped forward.
Don't worry about it, Paul.
Valerie smiled.
These are your friends, right? I'm sure you wouldn't have brought them here to fuck me like a whore if you didn't trust them.
All the guys took a deep gulp at once, trying to compose themselves as Valerie openly reminded them of the orgy they'd just taken part in.
Well, no, of course not.
Paul smiled, and Valerie pushed the two drinks towards Tyler and Brent.
Paul was helping me out with some computer troubles.
Valerie smiled, grabbing a couple strawberries and cucumber slices from the platter and tossing them in a metal shaker.
I invited him over to take a dip in our pool as thanks, caught a glimpse of his giant cock through his swimsuit, and well, I couldn't help myself.
Valerie smiled at Paul as she grabbed a large muddler and started crushing and grinding the fruit, working the thick shaft like it was a cock, purposefully dropping her jaw and moaning a little before smiling and tossing it aside.
Shit, that's all it took?
Brent laughed, shaking his head.
Well, yes, why?
Valerie asked as she measured out some gin and simple syrup, grabbing a lime and cutting it in half and squeezing its juices into the cup.
I mean, a woman as beautiful as you, and well, no offense, Paul.
Brent shrugged.
Fuck you too, Brent.
Paul laughed.
I'm just saying, it's a little hard to swallow.
Well, I never have any trouble swallowing. Valerie giggled, filling the shaker with ice and putting a larger metal cup over it, hitting it and forcing them both together, tightly, before shaking it over her head.
You know what I mean?
Brent stammered, and Valerie smiled as she strained the cocktail out into a glass filled with ice, then opened up a bottle of soda water and topped it off.
Here you go.
She smiled, dropping a fresh strawberry in and passing the drink off to Zach, who took a sip and smiled.
That's amazing, what's it called?
He asked, and Valerie rolled her eyes.
Oh, I don't know, the 2 week for whiskey, I suppose.
She joked, and everyone laughed.
All right, yeah, it's a little girly.
Zach laughed.
Girly?
Valerie snapped, her nostrils flaring, then she turned to Paul, catching his eye, and calming herself, smiling.
Oh no, dirty martinis are girly, that drink is downright childish.
Tyler and Brent could barely help themselves, chortling and snorting as they clapped Zach on the shoulder, and Valerie came out from behind the bar, sauntering up to Paul, wrapping her arms around him and resting her face on his chest.
But if you're implying that Paul had to bribe me or blackmail me to be his little kitten, I won't have it.
She warned, turning back to Brent.
Paul's my big, strong, sweet man, he treats me better than anyone's ever bothered to try.
Paul felt his stomach flip with guilt as she stood there lying for his behalf, trying not to make eye contact.
Fair enough, well, he's a lucky man.
Brent smiled, and they finished their cocktails, all the guys trying to flirt with and impress Valerie, staring at her body, before finally Tyler drained his glass.
Hey, Valerie, would you mind making me another?
He asked, and she turned to Paul.
Oh no, I'd rather not have a bunch of young, underage boys getting drunk at my house.
She admitted, looking up at Paul.
Is that all right, sir? I'm getting very tired, you did a good job of wearing me out.
Valerie's right.
Paul agreed, shrugging, ushering them out of the room. Maybe some other time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tyler shrugged, and they all finished their drinks, slowly walking out the room.
Well, thanks for having us.
Brent smiled, blushing, and Valerie leaned in, kissing them one by one on the cheek as they headed out the front door.
Anytime.
She giggled, then caught herself.
Well, anytime that Paul allows it.
They all groaned a little, then stepped out and into the dark night. Once they were all gone, Valerie lunged at Paul, wrapping her arms around him and kissing him.
Oh, Paul!
She moaned, rubbing her face against his neck.
That was wonderful. It was a dream come true. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Paul laughed, spanking her ass, and she bounced, giggling.
I did. You're the best sir a little kitten could ever ask for.
She moaned.
You're not too bad yourself.
Paul laughed, and she dropped to her knees, waiting patiently as Paul grabbed her leash off the mantle and walked back over to her, clipping it into her collar.
Take me to bed?
She whimpered, and Paul nodded.
Come along, kitten,
he told her, and she followed him obediently up the stairs and into the master bedroom.
You don't really want me to start pimping you out, do you?
Paul asked as he undressed, sheepishly looking away.
No, silly, of course not.
She laughed, stripping herself naked and lying down on the bed, watching him undress.
I don't want to be a real whore, that was all, well, just a lovely little fantasy.
She giggled as she watched Paul toss his clothes aside and lie down next to her.
Good, that was fun, but I never want to actually share you like that, I mean, all the time or anything.
Paul fumbled for words, and Valerie blushed.
No, you never will, I'm all yours, sir.
She purred, pulling him close, nuzzling up next to him.
I belong to you, no one else.
The next week and a half flew by like a dream. Paul spent almost every night at Valerie's, fucking her and punishing her. She'd dress up for him, play music for him, even taught him how to mix drinks and dance, and they'd managed to go out more than once, driving a couple towns over so as to not be recognized, and she'd insistently bought him outfits for the occasion. Everything was getting to be so normal, so enjoyable, but then Roger returned, and Paul was put out, having to wait patiently for a week before he left again, this time for Fiji or the Cayman Islands or Thailand or something. And that's how Paul found himself walking down the side of the road away from his house, sweating in the hot sun, before a large, black SUV pulled up, and the window rolled down.
Get in.
Valerie smiled, and he jumped into the passenger seat. She was wearing yoga pants and a tight black tank top, a big handkerchief tying her hair back and sunglasses hiding her face, like a fugitive or a woman having an affair.
Oh God, I've missed you, sir!
Valerie groaned, unbuckling her seat belt and jumping into his lap, the car still running in the middle of the road as she kissed him and sank her nails into his flesh.
Whoa, ha, relax.
Paul laughed, pushing her off of him.
It's only been a couple days, here, let's find a spot we can be alone at.
Valerie blushed, pulling back, then lunged forward and continued kissing him.
I'm sorry, sir! I can't help it!
She giggled, then slumped down at his side.
Will you drive?
Paul had never driven a car so large, looking around at Roger Mansfield's SUV, but he shrugged.
Sure!
He smiled, climbing over to the driver's side, and Valerie smiled, sitting down comfortably in the space between the two front seats and reaching over, pulling Paul's cock out.
Just go to the big car park building next to the mall, it'll be empty at the top couple levels.
She told him, grabbing his dick and shoving it down her throat.
Sounds good.
Paul groaned, putting the car into drive and setting off.
Oh Paul, fuck, I've missed your cock.
She groaned, gagging and drooling all over his lap as he drove.
I've missed you too, kitten.
He smiled, grabbing her hand and wrapping his fingers around hers.
Every day?
She whimpered, looking up at him.
Every day.
He promised, and she smiled, burying her face against his body, then grabbed his cock and shoved it back down her throat again. It wasn't long before he found the parking lot, and as he maneuvered through the many levels, he found Valerie was right, the top levels were barren, and he grabbed a spot next to a wall where it would be hard to see them from most angles.
Mm-mm, come here.
She demanded, grabbing him and pulling him back through the interior, past the first row of seats and into the back, where the third row had been pushed down leaving a large, empty flat trunk, a big soft sheet spread out for them, a small bag at the side with cold bottles of water and one of the vibrators. She quickly lifted her tank top over her head, exposing her large, round tits, bouncing in Paul's face, and he leaned forward, kissing and biting and sucking on them.
Oh, Paul!
She moaned, kissing his head and scratching his back, then she turned around, lying flat on her stomach, her ass raised in the air.
Pull them off!
She demanded, and Paul grabbed her pants, yanking them down, only to be met with the sight of her plug, resting firmly in her ass shaking from side to side as she groaned, giggling a little.
You've been wearing this all day?
Paul asked, and she nodded.
I've been wearing it every day for you, sir.
She whispered.
What about Roger?
Paul asked, and Valerie laughed.
Roger's idea of foreplay is 30 minutes of me complaining that he never fucks me.
She giggled.
If I don't make him, he won't ever bother trying to see me naked. Fuck.
Paul groaned, spanking her ass.
Oh God. Harder. I've been so bad.
Valerie groaned, squirming and shaking her ass, and Paul spanked her again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I need to be punished.
Paul spanked her again and again, her ass turning bright red as she bit her lip and whimpered, tears finally streaming down her cheeks before she turned to him, sniffling and sobbing quietly.
What's wrong? Was I too rough?
Paul asked, a little shaken up, but she shook her head.
No. I miss you so much.
She sobbed, and Paul lifted her pants back up into place, pulling her close so she could wrap her arms and legs around him, whimpering and sobbing quietly as she clung to him, and he stroked her flesh, kissing her, until she calmed down.
I'm okay, I'm sorry, sir.
She finally cooed, letting go and turning back over, pulling her pants down to her knees and grabbing the vibrator, lifting her ass up and turning the vibrator on, moaning as she played with her clit, then she shoved it inside her wet little pussy.
Paul!
She gasped, shaking her head.
Paul, please! Please fuck my ass! I'm such a filthy whore! I need your cock in my ass!
She begged, and Paul started stripping.
Fuck, you're such a good little kitten for me!
Paul grunted, and she moaned as he straddled her from behind, spitting on his cock and lubing it up as he gently tugged the plug from her ass, setting it aside before grabbing his dick and shoving it deep inside her gaping ass.
Oh fuck, Paul!
Valerie groaned, bouncing back and forth, taking nearly the entirety of his cock inside her ass as she fucked her pussy with the vibrator.
Fuck!
She screamed, squirting all over the sheet, her jaw dropping as Paul fucked her roughly, choking and spanking her, pulling her hair.
Again! It's happening again!
She groaned, exploding with juices.
What are you?
Paul asked,
and she turned to him, biting her lip.
I'm a filthy, worthless whore, she groaned, bouncing her ass back and forth.
And who do you belong to? He asked, and she almost choked, gasping for air.
You, sir. I belong to you. I'm all yours.
She spat, groaning and quivering, then coming again.
Oh, fuck.
She moaned.
Who's my sweet little kitten?
Paul asked, as she slowly recovered.
Me?
She asked, and Paul nodded, watching her turn from him and hide her face, coming one last time before he groaned, filling her ass with cum.
Oh fuck, Paul!
She whimpered, turning to him.
Paul, please hand me the plug.
Paul grabbed it and handed it to her, watching as she feverishly licked it and lubed it up, shoving it back into place before collapsing.
I want to keep your cum inside me.
She whimpered, and Paul lied down next to her, rubbing her flesh as she quivered and gasped, slowly calming herself down.
And you don't look like you're eating enough.
Valerie nagged him as they drove back through their neighborhood.
Fuck, nobody feeds you when I'm not around.
Relax, I eat. Paul laughed, and she smiled, parking the car and staring at him. They'd lied together and cuddled for as long as Valerie could get away with at the mall parking lot, but she'd promised Roger she'd be back from her workout early so he could take her to dinner.
Not enough,
she snapped, smiling and blushing at him. Then she reached into her purse and grabbed her wallet, pulling out a handful of 20s and pushing it into his hands.
Take it, go out to eat tonight, my treat,
she insisted, and Paul rolled his eyes.
So you're giving me an allowance now?
He joked, and she laughed, rolling her eyes.
I'd much rather you make me earn it by being your filthy whore,
she whispered, and he leaned in, grabbing her neck and kissing her, then slapping her tits and choking her while she gasped and moaned.
Soon enough,
he laughed, stepping out of the car, leaving her gasping and panting. He started walking back to his house and she pulled up, driving slowly next to him.
Same time tomorrow?
She asked, and Paul nodded.
See you then, kitten.
He smiled, watching her car drive off, leaving him walking the remaining block or two back to his house alone. Paul woke up early the next day, unable to sleep, unable to think about anything besides seeing Valerie again. He missed her smile, her sophisticated, sarcastic demeanor. He thought about what she'd said, that she belonged to him, and he looked over at his computer desk, the flash drive sitting near the edge, and his stomach dropped. Was she really his? Did she really care? How could he know when he lorded her old affair over her, when he blackmailed her for her body? Did she care anymore? Would she still be his if he gave her the flash drive? Or was that the only reason she stayed? It was raining when he left, pocketing the drive and grabbing an umbrella, walking the few blocks down to where they'd agreed to meet. Noon came and she wasn't there, so he waited. It was almost a half an hour before she drove up in her red sports car, but she didn't roll the window down. Paul closed the umbrella and stepped inside, dripping wet.
Hi.
She sniffled, and Paul turned to her. She was wearing her big, baggy hoodie and sweatpants. Her eyes were red and puffy, she'd been crying.
Kitten?
Paul asked, leaning over, but she flinched, shaking her head.
We need to talk.
She told him, her voice cracking, almost a whisper.
Yeah.
Paul sighed, nodding. They drove to the park, finding a secluded spot, and she turned the car off, turning to him as the rain pitter-pattered on the roof.
What are we doing?
She asked, flat out, and Paul shrugged.
I don't know.
He stammered, grabbing her hand, and she laced her fingers around his.
What's wrong?
She turned away, sniffling and sobbing quietly, clenching his hand in hers for some time before she looked at him.
Roger, last night, he took me out for dinner, he apologized, for how he's been treating me. He said after his next trip, he wants to take me to Hawaii or Mexico or the Caribbean, somewhere nice, spend a couple weeks together and try to work it out, he wants to work things out.
Oh, Paul said, her every word adding another brick to his chest, making it so hard to breath.
What are we? What is this?
She asked, sobbing and rubbing his fingers.
I don't know.
Paul stammered, feeling worse than ever.
But it's something. Am I just your pet? Is it just physical?
Valerie sobbed, pulling her hand from his.
I need to know, Paul.
Paul steadied his breath, barely able to speak above a whisper.
No,
he finally told her.
No, maybe it was, but not anymore. I think about you every day. I miss you when you're not around.
She buried her face in her hands, groaning.
What do I do?
She squeaked, shaking her head.
Paul, you're great. You're all I could ever want from a man, but I'm married.
Paul crossed his arms and looked away.
I made a vow.
She sobbed, her breath quickening.
If I leave him, would you stay with me? Would you dash?
Paul sat there, staring out into the rain as she fumbled over her words. Then he reached into his pocket, pulling out the flash drive, setting it in the cup holder, and she turned to him, her eyes wide, her makeup smearing down her cheeks.
I'd stay,
he whispered.
Oh, Paul.
She moaned, lunging over the center console, throwing herself on top of him, pushing the seat back and clinging to him, kissing him over and over.
Paul.
Paul kissed her back, and it was a short moment before she'd lifted her skirt and pushed her panties aside, pulling his cock out in a flash of movement and grunts and shoving it deep inside her pussy. Paul groped her, grabbing her ass as she rode him, kissing and sobbing quietly, whimpering, her tears streaming down her cheeks, dripping onto his face. She clung to him, her nails digging in, and as he groped her ass and pulled her close, he could feel it, the plug.
Oh, Paul!
She groaned, coming, and he came with her, filling her pussy with his cum before she fell back,
panting and moaning, curling up in the front seat, turning away from him.
Tell me what to do.
She squeaked, and Paul sighed, his heart heavy.
I want you, Valerie, I want you all to myself.
Paul whispered, putting his cock away and zipping up his pants.
But I can't tell you what to do. I'll never make you do anything ever again, I can't.
He reached into the back seat and grabbed his umbrella. She turned to him, staring at him with sad eyes.
This is your decision.
He told her, opening the door and letting himself out, into the pouring rain. Over a week had passed and Paul had barely managed to get out of bed. He'd waited for Roger to leave, and once he was gone, he'd returned to Valerie's, only to find the door locked. He knocked and knocked, but she didn't answer. And so he knew. He felt like a ghost returning to his old life, his life without her, and wondered how it had ever been enough. He was restless, food didn't taste good anymore, his video games lost their appeal, he wondered if he'd even bother starting school once fall came, how he could keep going through the motions when it all seemed so meaningless. He stared down at the watch on his wrist. Maybe he'd sell it, use the money to go on a road trip, clear his head, maybe he just wouldn't come back. But he didn't want to lose it. A few more days passed slowly as he hid himself from the world. One afternoon, as he crept out of his bedroom to get some food, trying desperately not to starve to death from disinterest, he heard his mother on the phone.
Oh God, that's terrible,
she said, shaking her head.
Oh, that's just awful. I'm so sorry.
Paul shook it off, having barely enough energy to deal with his own grief, let alone somebody else's, grabbing some food and shuffling back to his bedroom. The next day, he was feeling slightly better, deciding to try being a person again, to go out, maybe see his friends. He left his bedroom, coming downstairs to find his mother and father dressed in black, getting ready to leave.
What's going on?
He asked, staring at them, and his mother smiled faintly.
Oh dear, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you,
she said, stepping forward and rubbing his shoulder.
Mr. Mansfield passed away, some foodborne bacteria infection he caught in Thailand, we're going to his funeral.
Oh, Paul could barely muster the words.
We didn't bother telling you, figured you wouldn't be interested in going.
His father smiled, stepping forward and wrapping his arm around Paul.
Just shows you how painfully short life is, you can't take anyone for granted in this world.
Paul nodded, sitting down, and they smiled at him, leaving him there. At first, he was elated. He was excited. Now there was no choice, now there was nothing keeping him from Valerie, they could finally be together. But that excitement was short-lived. Valerie had made her choice, she'd chosen her husband, and if he went to her now, he'd be preying on her vulnerability, using her again. Paul sank back onto the couch as the guilt and pain of what he'd put her through, the pain she must be feeling now, increased by her own infidelity, were all his fault. He'd blackmailed her, abused her, forced her to bend to his will. And even if she'd enjoyed it, there was no denying the fact that she was not a willing participant, and Paul felt like the biggest piece of shit in the entire world. He wouldn't be going to her, no matter how much he wanted. He couldn't put her through anymore. Paul woke up on the couch as his parents walked in, smiling at him.
Catch a nap?
His mom asked.
Yeah.
He grunted, getting up and walking up the stairs.
I'll have dinner ready in an hour, okay, honey?
She called to him.
Yeah, an hour.
He echoed back, closing the door to his room.
Why do you think she asked about Paul?
His dad asked as soon as they were alone.
I don't know, simple curiosity, I guess. People say the strangest things when they're suffering from grief like that.
She reasoned, half sympathetically.
Yeah, strange woman, that one.
Paul's father shrugged, taking off his coat.
Did you see that weird necklace? That thick green choker thing?
Mitch. Paul's mom groaned, smacking his chest.
Come on. Don't talk like that. I'm just saying.
Mitch laughed a little, backing off.
Strange choice of fashion for a funeral.
Paul was walking from his bedroom to the bathroom the next day when he heard her voice.
Hi, Mrs. Scott, I'm sorry to bother you.
Valerie said meekly, and Paul caught himself before he walked in front of the stairs and into view, pushing his back against the wall.
It's quite all right, dear, are you hungry? Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no.
Valerie replied, smiling.
It's just, well, I was wondering if Paul was home.
Paul clutched at his chest, barely able to breath, his heart beating a mile a minute, all the blood draining from his face, turning a ghostly shade of white.
Oh, Paul? I'm not sure, he might have fun off with his friends. Would you like me to go check?
Paul's mom asked sweetly, turning to call him, but Valerie reached out, grabbing her hand.
Oh, no.
She frowned, then smiled, trying to hide her sadness.
I just have so many of Roger's things lying about, and it's too much for me. I was wondering, if you think it's all right, would you ask him if he wouldn't mind helping me move some of it?
Paul's mother smiled sympathetically.
Well, yes, of course, dear,
she said, and Valerie nodded, blushing.
Okay, thanks,
she whispered, turning around and darting off. Paul caught his breath as he listened to his mother closing the door, then he stepped out.
Was someone here?
He asked, feigning ignorance.
Oh, just Valerie Mansfield, she'd like your help moving some of her husband's things around.
His mom smiled weakly.
You don't have to, of course, but it would be awful sweet of you if you did.
Paul nodded, walking off to the bathroom, groaning and rubbing his eyes, his heart pounding in his chest. It took some time before Paul worked up the courage to knock on her door, standing outside in the light of the setting sun, unsure of what awaited him, but when he finally knocked, the door parted at his touch, and he stepped inside. It was a mess. There were empty wine bottles everywhere, dirty dishes and broken glass on the floor, and the air was thick with the smell of stale alcohol.
"Valerie?"
Paul called, walking through the house, and he found her lying on the couch, a bottle in her hand, a giant stack of tissues before her, sitting up drunkenly.
"Oh, Paul, Paul."
She slurred, smiling weakly and trying to stand up, but losing her balance and falling back down on the couch. She was wearing a black dress, the shoulder straps hanging loosely around her arms, her makeup smeared and caked, her hair disheveled, a complete mess.
"Hey."
Paul smiled, sitting down next to her, and she smiled up at him weakly, then collapsed into his arms, wrapping her arms around his waist, rubbing her face against his shirt.
"Oh, Paul! Paul!"
She sobbed, shivering, and he held her, rubbing her back, feeling a confusing mixture of guilt and shame with happiness as he felt her in his arms again.
"I'm so sorry, Valerie,"
he told her, and she nodded.
"Paul, I'm so lost."
She groaned, grabbing the bottle and chugging it, nearly finishing half of it in one stretch before Paul grabbed it and pulled it back down, some wine spilling down and staining her dress.
"Come on, let's get you to bed."
Paul smiled, setting the bottle down, and she shook her head.
"I don't want to stay here,"
she whimpered as he grabbed her arm.
"I don't want to stay here alone. I'll stay with you until you fall asleep,"
Paul told her, and she clung to him, letting him walk her up the stairs.
"Oh, Paul,"
she groaned, and as they entered the bedroom, she stumbled onto the bed, pushing her dress down to the floor and collapsing, and Paul came forward, helping her undress, then tucking her in under the blankets.
"Wait,"
she called, grabbing his arm, even though he wasn't going anywhere, and she pulled him in close, pushing his face into her chest.
"Paul, Paul, please don't go,"
she groaned, and Paul climbed on top of her, grabbing her and pulling her into his arms.
"Valerie, I can't do this to you. I can't keep taking advantage of you. You're vulnerable and hurting, but you chose Roger." "I didn't choose Roger,"
Valerie sobbed, breaking down in his arms, clutching his skin in her fingers, digging deep into his flesh.
"I chose you. I chose you. But Dash."
Paul pulled back, but she held tight.
"I told him it was too late,"
she sobbed, shaking her head.
"I told him he couldn't fix it. I told him I didn't want to fix it."
Paul's heart was thumping so loud he could hear it. He leaned back and lied there, eyes wide, his jaw dropping, and she picked up her head.
I was going to surprise you."
"He didn't believe me. He told me we'd figure it out when he got back. But I was already talking to a lawyer. I wanted to show you the paperwork. But then I got the call."
Valerie trembled as she broke down, crying and clinging to Paul for a long time before she finally regained herself.
He left me everything,"
she sobbed, and Paul sat up, taking her in his arms and cradling her.
"He didn't have kids. I was going to leave him, and then he dies and leaves me everything."
Paul held her, rocking her back and forth slowly, unsure of what to say.
"And here I am, rich as can be, and nothing to spend it on. All the time in the world, and nobody to spend it on, because I lost you too."
Paul shook his head, grabbing her neck and bringing her face close to his.
"You didn't lose me,"
Paul told her, kissing her, and she wrapped her arms around him, moaning and whimpering.
"You never lost me."
Paul woke up the next day to an empty bed. The last thing he remembered was cradling Valerie as she drunkenly sobbed, slowly falling asleep. He got up and slowly got dressed, walking downstairs to find Valerie, sitting at the dining room table, a Bloody Mary in her hand, sipping it slowly, looking up at him and smiling, bags under her eyes, wearing sweatpants and a tank top, her hair frazzled, only smudge makeup from the night before on her face.
"Oh shit," she groaned, rubbing her head as Paul walked down the stairs.
"Don't look at me, I look terrible. You look beautiful."
Paul smiled.
"Shut up."
She smiled, standing up. "I figured I'd at least have another hour or two before you woke.
Couldn't sleep."
Paul smiled, leaning against the table in front of her, and she scooted towards him, wrapping her arms around his leg and leaning against him.
"Thank you for staying the night,"
she whimpered, and Paul pet her hair.
"You're welcome."
Paul smiled, pushing her back.
"Here, you just relax."
He walked off, grabbing the kitchen trash can and tying up the overflowing bag, carrying it to the front door.
"Paul, you don't have to dash."
Valerie started, but Paul smiled at her.
"Hush."
He laughed, then nodded at her drink.
"Haven't you had enough to drink? For maybe a couple weeks?
Months?" Valerie snorted, hiding her face, then turned back, blushing at him.
"I've been on a bender since our rainy day in the park,"
she admitted, sniffling and wiping a tear away. "The cumulative hangover would probably kill me. Best to ease myself off slowly." Paul smiled, walking off and grabbing another trash bag, filling it with the empty bottles and spent tissues, letting her rest while he cleaned.
"You weren't too drunk last night, were you?"
he finally asked.
"Too drunk to what?
Remember embarrassing myself by being a sloppy, drunken mess?"
She smiled, standing up, but Paul shook his head.
"Sit down, relax,"
he told her, and she fell back down.
"Yes, sir,"
she whispered, and Paul smiled.
"So you remember?"
Paul asked, his heart beating.
"Yes, I remember everything,"
she smiled faintly.
"Good,"
Paul told her, walking off and getting the broom, fumbling as he swept up the broken glass on the floor.
"You should hate me, you know,"
Paul finally admitted, once all the trash was cleared, and Valerie looked up at him, a curious look on her face.
"For what?"
she asked, and he slumped down next to her, taking her hand.
"Blackmail?
Forcing you to commit adultery, using you, preying on your vulnerabilities, your loneliness?"
he asked, and she grabbed her hand.
"Do you regret it?"
she asked. I regret how I treated you, he admitted. But I don't regret being with you. Do you love me? She stared at him, and he looked up into her big, beautiful eyes and nodded.
Yes,
he whispered. And you still want me to be your kitten? She asked, and he smiled.
Yes, of course I do,
he said, reaching out to her, but she slapped his hand away.
Not so fast, Paul Scott,
she snapped, eyeing him suspiciously. You know, you're right, you've done some pretty fucked up stuff these past couple weeks, haven't you?
Yeah,
Paul admitted sheepishly. I could take that flash drive to the police, or worse, your mother. Valerie smiled, leaning forward. I could tell everyone about how you blackmailed me, threatened me, used me, even whored me out to your friends. Paul's heart sank, but he knew this is what he deserved, this and worse, and he nodded.
Yeah, you could,
Paul whispered, and Valerie stood up, sitting down on his lap and wrapping her arms around his neck. I suppose I have quite a bit of dirt against you then, don't I? She asked, smiling and blushing, running her fingers through his hair.
Yeah, enough to pretty much ruin my life.
Paul smiled, shrugging, and Valerie giggled. Well then, Paul, if you don't want everyone to find out about your indiscretions. Valerie smiled, grabbing Paul's neck and forcing him to look up into her eyes. You're going to have to start doing everything I say, when I say it. Paul laughed a little, lost in disbelief at what he was hearing. You're blackmailing me? He asked, and she let go of him, grabbing her hoodie and lifting it over her head, standing up to wrap her legs around him and sitting back down, straddling him in the chair.
I absolutely am.
She smiled. Jesus. Paul laughed, leaning forward and biting her nipple, sucking and kissing it as she gasped, panting, rubbing her pussy against his cock. And what do you expect me to do first? Valerie groaned, holding his face against her chest. I expect you to get a passport.
A passport?
Paul moaned, leaning back, and she smacked his chest.
Yes. A passport. You're taking me on a vacation.
She giggled, standing up and dropping her sweatpants, standing before him, naked, before sitting down on the table and spreading her legs.
Okay, fair, but for now.
He smiled, pulling his cock out and stepping forward, grabbing her legs and spreading them, but she pushed him back.
Oh no, sir!
She laughed, shaking her head. You don't get to stick your cock in me until you have a passport.
What?
Paul groaned, shaking his head as he stroked his hard cock.
But doesn't that take weeks?
Usually. Valerie giggled, and Paul groaned, sitting back, but she snapped her fingers.
I didn't tell you to sit down, now get over here.
She demanded, grabbing Paul's hair and pushing his face towards her pussy, forcing him to lick her and kiss her clit.
Oh, Paul!
She gushed as he started going down on her.
Really?
He stood up, shaking his head, blushing as he smiled at her, and she leaned forward, kissing him.
Yes,
she whispered.
Once you get that passport, I'll go back to being your kitten, and you can do whatever you want to me. I'll be the best, submissive little whore you could ever imagine.
And until then? Paul asked, groaning a little.
Until then?
Valerie giggled, grabbing Paul's hair and pushing him back down to his knees, forcing his face against her pussy.
Until then, you'd better do as you're told.
The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.